Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Axiom Repertory Theater, in cooperation with Tams Whitmark, presents Cabaret. Choreography by Ronnie Grandel. Musical direction by Adam Ferris and directed by Ken Hill. Catch this dazzling performance of Cabaret live at the Anderson Performing Arts Center, June 16th through July 3rd, with special cabaret seating available. Tickets range in price from $10 to $20. Life's a cabaret, my friends. Come to the Cabaret, June 16th through July 3rd, at the Anderson Performing Arts Center. To purchase your tickets, visit axiomrepertorytheater.com.
The world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, once again, it seems that if you enjoy soda, if you enjoy a cigar, if you enjoy anything tasty or anything that derives pleasure, then the enemies of pleasure are after you. The bureaucrats, the taxocrats, they want a piece of every single thing that we enjoy. Well, we are going to fight to the end to make sure that does not happen. And as always, lieutenants, I will give it to you straight. I will give it to you uncut. And sometimes, as the great General Patton would say, when you really want to emphasize things, you got to give it to them double dirty. And we will do that special show for you today. We come to you from the Miami Theater of Operations, the other cigar city in the state of Florida. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute, Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. America's alpha male front and center at a clandestine location. Well, not that clandestine. We're at the Eden Rock here as I'm attending the Florida Association of Broadcasters Convention. And earlier this week, I attended a special Cigar Rights of America industry roundtable or industry update, which we will get to. But as always, we extend to you Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, Semper Delectatio, always pleasure, long live the alphas. And as always, follow me. Follow us at CigarDave.com. Follow us for breaking news at Twitter, at CigarDaveShow is my handle, Facebook.com/CigarDave. We are also on Instagram, YouTube. Go to CigarDave.com. Easy links to follow us. Now, lieutenants, I will tell you that I came here Tuesday early morning to attend the Cigar Rights of America Manufacturer and Industry Update on the FUDA regulations, and I can tell you that it is worse than initially thought. It is not good. We are under attack on all quadrants.
Warning. Warning. We have reached DEFCON 1. Civil rights have been breached. Congressional insurgency has begun. Stand by to enact countermeasures.
And it is a major emergency because the FUDA's regulations, we sat an entire day with briefings from the members of the Cigar Rights of America staff, Glenn Loop and his staff. We had updates from lobbyists and lawyers. And I can tell you that every manufacturer's head was spinning by the time the day was done. And when the day was done, we took the time to have to record a special one-hour roundtable with Glenn Loop of the Cigar Rights of America, with Jim Young, the CEO of Davidoff USA, with Rocky Patel of Rocky Patel Premium Cigars, George Padron of Padron Cigars, Alan Rubin of Alec Bradley joined us later on in the hour. We will spend the entire second hour filling you in on what it means. If you think there's going to be a new cigar brand launched after August 7th or 9th of this year, forget it. We may never see another new brand after August 9th if this FDA legislation is allowed to stand. Now, the good news is on three different fronts. There's a legal front, a litigation front. There is a lobbying front. And there's also a front to attack the FDA and try to set some a little bit more common sense regulations. But it's going to happen. There is going to be a lawsuit. There's no doubt in my mind. When, we don't know. I anticipate sometime in the next 30 days. And when it happens, you will hear about it. But the FUDA, unelected government bureaucrats, led by Mitch Zeller, or as he is referred to, Mitch Zealot. He is in charge of the tobacco group at the FDA, and it is an absolute unmitigated disaster, and we'll spend more in the second hour. Now, if you enjoy, like I do, an occasional Diet Coke, a Minute Maid Light, if you enjoy a Diet 7-Up, if you enjoy a Coke, if you enjoy a Gatorade, and you live in the city of Philadelphia, the bureaucrats, the city council, the mayor have gone after you for enjoying and consuming, a, once again, a legal product. And how are they going to attack you? With a tax. We mentioned this a few weeks ago. A week ago Thursday, it passed. I didn't have time to get to it on the show last week, but in the city of Philadelphia, you know, the Philadelphia is known as the city of brotherly love. It is now known as the city of soda taxation, because the city council approved a special tax of 1.5 cents per ounce, not only on sweetened beverages, so not only on Coke and on Sprite and on any beverage that has sugar, but also they've included diet drinks, Diet Coke, Diet 7-Up, Minute Maid Light, Diet Dr. Pepper. Any diet drink is now subject to this 1.5 cent per ounce. Now you say, well, okay, what's 1.5 cents? It's a penny and a half an ounce. Big deal. Well, it could raise prices anywhere between 25 to 50%. That's not an inconsequential tax. That's an onerous tax. And initially, they were looking at strictly taxing sugar sweetened beverages, but now it's on regular sodas, diet sodas, sports drinks, energy drinks, other non-alcoholic beverages with added sweeteners. The tax goes into effect in January, and the city council, the first city to enact a large city, I shouldn't say the first city because there's some smaller cities, but the first large city, and it passed on a vote of 13 to 4 by the taxocrats. By the way, I have a new name for the Democrats. Not only do we call them the taxocrats, after watching the sit-in this week in the Congress, I now call them the assocrats. So they're the taxocrats and the assocrats. And it was led, this tax in Philadelphia was led by Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kearney, assocrat in Philadelphia. And when he took office earlier this year, one of his first items was to pass a soda tax. But instead of saying we're doing this for the health benefits of people, we're doing it to combat diabetes and to combat obesity, he just basically came straight out and said, we're going to use this for pre-K. We're going to use this for community schools. We're going to use this to service the Philadelphia debt so we can improve parks, build new recreation centers, libraries. Additionally, the tax is going to be earmarked for the city's general fund, as well as other expenditures, including retrials for juveniles, which was added later on in negotiations with council members. The estimated tax is going to be, the amount it would raise is estimated to be $100 million per year.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli.
7:15 here at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. Kyle DeFore bringing you our presentation of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Game two of a three-game series getting ready to get started here. Last night, the game of the year, a 13-12 come-from-behind victory. We had three home runs for the 45s, a seven-run inning, two comebacks, an absolute gem, and it was my pleasure to call it for you here on 1460, as we do every game. This will be game number 18 out of 45 on the season. You can get the entire schedule at ReddingColt45s.com. So on the mound tonight for your hometown 45s is Brett Bovee out of Las Vegas, Nevada. This portion of the show brought to you by the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Our thanks to Turtle Bay for their sponsorship of the Reading Colt 45s here on KCNR. We're about ready for first pitch here, leading off for the visiting Solano Mudcats. Going to be right fielder Nolan Burr. Your defense for the 45s looks like this. Catching tonight for Brett Bovee is Jonathan Alvarez. Infield is Jake Taylor at third, Zach Taylor at short, Ryan Torres Torioka at second, Sean Sutton at third. Here's the first pitch of the ballgame in there for a strike as Burr shows bunt and pulls it back. 0-1. Your outfield is J.J. Hancock in right, Chandler Anderson in center, and D.J. Porter in left. Here's the 0-1. That one misses. No, called second strike. 0-2 here. Brett Bovee with that over-the-top style. Almost a straight over-the-top. And he gets a lot of downhill action. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on three pitches. And a good start to the game here for Redding. One down. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. MuseConcrete.com. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. For all your construction needs, MuseConcrete.com. One down here. That's going to bring up Marcus Wise, center fielder. Swing and a miss on the first pitch there from Bovee, 0-1. Wise last night had a stolen base, scored four runs, and he was on base five times, a thorn in the 45 side all night in that 13-12 Reading victory. That ball called strike at the knees and a quick 0-2 on the second straight hitter here from Brett Bovee. He's ready now. Here's the 0-2. That's the ground ball to first base. Taken over there. It's first by Sutton by himself. That'll be three unassisted on the putout. Two down here. And the 45s, who were down 8-0 in the third before storming back to have a comeback victory. Looking to get a goose egg on the top of the first here against the visiting Solano Mudcats. Strikeout, ground out. And that'll bring up Michael Driscoll. He's the left fielder. Change up, beautiful pitch there from Bovee. Is way out in front is Driscoll. Here's the 0-1. And a change up down in the dirt. That looked like a curveball, actually. They appeal down to first base, and the umpire says, yes, he did. So third straight hitter here, down 0-2. So your starting pitcher, Brett Bovee. Driscoll last night scored two runs and had an RBI. Officially 0-for-3. 0-for-4, pardon me. That ball misses, now 1-2. Beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. Come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket, every seat in the shade here. That's a called third strike. Second strikeout of the inning, and Bovee gets them 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Homeless Rock Stars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Homeless Rock Stars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Skeet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
0-0 tie here in the bottom of the first from Tiger Field, Cal DeFore on KCNR 1460, bringing you a Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Come down and join us here at Tiger Field. It's just the bottom of the first. 45's getting ready to take their first steps, and leading off the game is going to be Ryan Torres Torioka out of Hawaii Pacific University. He's playing second base tonight. He'll be followed by J.J. Hancock and Chandler Anderson, your right and center fielders tonight, respectively. Torres Torioka, the switch hitter, had the night off last night. In the final game of that three-game Portland series on Thursday night, he was 1-for-5 with a run scored. Standing in against Joey Morris, the right-hander for the Solano Mudcats here. First pitch is high, 1-0. Third baseman in, even with the bag, against the speedy Torioka. Torres Torioka watches down low, 2-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Here's the 2-0. That ball is topped towards second, slowly hit. And it skips right under the glove there. That's going to be an error on the second baseman. That's Bowles out there at second. So an E4. Torres Torioka reaches. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. Allow them to use their more than 30 years' experience in the construction industry on your next project. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here. So with one on here and nobody out, it's going to be J.J. Hancock out of Washington State in the Pac-12 up there. That ball is driven into right off the end of the bat, though, and it's going to be playable in right. And making the basket catch out there. Little Willie Mays in right field for Nolan Burr. Score that one a fly out to number 9. Not unusual to see guys play different positions from game to game. Nolan Burr in right field tonight for Solano was the second baseman last night. Slightly different skill set out there in right, as he's got the sun in his eyes here. Shadows creeping across the infield. One down here. There goes Torioka on the first pitch. Throw down to second. He is safe. So a stolen base for Honolulu, Hawaii's Ryan Torres Torioka. He's in second base with one down here. A frequent sight here the first 17 games for the 45s. Torioka at the top of the lineup, getting on and getting over. He is a terror on the base paths. Here's the 0-1. That ball is popped up by Anderson. Behind first base, going to be a tough play out there, and it's going to get down. No, it's a foul ball. They're going to say that actually fell just to the right. Maybe about a foot and a half foul. Tough play out there. And first base by Ian Acosta. But a break for Solano, as that one had trouble written all over it. As it is, count 0-2 here. With one man down, Torioka out at second. On deck is Sean Sutton, the first baseman tonight. 0-2 on the Utah Ute, Chandler Anderson. Morris comes set, checks the runner. Now he throws back to second, and that one's out into center field. Torres Torioka going to try for third. Here comes the throw. He is safe. So an aggressive play out there at second by Torres Torioka. The throw got past the second baseman into center field, and he slides in under the throw from Wise. Third base now with one man out, and a prime RBI spot here for Chandler Anderson. Count is still 0-2. And a swing and a miss on a fastball up at the shoulders. He's down on strikes. Two down now. That'll bring up Sean Sutton. Sutton last night, 2-for-4. Also had a walk. Two walks and scored twice. So he was on base four times in six at-bats. Out of Seattle University, the all-WAC first baseman. And a breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch from Morris. Go-ahead run just 90 feet away. We're in the bottom of the first here on KCNR 1460. In a scoreless tie, Torres Torioka at third. Morris in the windup now. And that ball down in the dirt. It gets past the catcher. And Torres Torioka is going to score standing up. First run of the ball game, 1-0 Redding. As Hawaii Pacific second baseman causing all kinds of havoc out there, and that one skips by the catcher and he scores without a throw. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-1 pitch now to Sutton as infielders return to normal depth. That's a little bit low there. 2-1 now. On deck is Jake Taylor. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike from Morris. 2-2 now. Here's the 2-2 to Sutton. He swings and misses on a pitch down in the dirt. That'll be the third out of the inning. One run for Redding. They take the lead. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merritt.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're in the top of the second here, and Zach Taylor just made a nice play at shortstop for the first out of the inning as the beer batter Jaden Lane hit a line drive out to short. He took it on one hop, going backwards, backhanding it, and a long throw got him easily. Nicely done out there by the Madera, California native, Zach Taylor. 6-3 on the putout. There's one down here. That'll bring up Ian Acosta. Acosta at first base tonight. He was in the squad last night catching, and he had four hits. 4-for-5 for Solano. First pitch from Bovee. That's lined out into right, and Hancock makes the play. Two quick outs here. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. Allow them to use their over 30 years of construction experience on your next project. That's MuseConcrete.com. Proud to support the Cool 45s here on KCNR 1460. So here's Oliveros. He's the catcher tonight, DH last night. Comes up with two outs and nobody on against Brett Bovee here. First pitch is a strike. Fastball right in there. From the Las Vegas native out of Academy of Art College. He's set down the first five hitters here. Another fastball, this time on the outside corner. Good location, 0-2. And that's been a common sight here through the first two innings. Bovee been ahead in count early and often. Here's the 0-2 now. Ball a little bit high. One ball. And two strikes here. Gets a sign from Alvarez, winds and fires, and that one just barely fouled off down the end of the bat there. Stays alive, 1-2. Absolutely perfect weather here at Tiger Field. Every seat in the shade. Come down and join us. We're just in the top of the second here in South City Park. Watching the 45s take on the visiting Solano Mudcats. Here's the 1-2. That's a breaking ball a little bit high. 2-2 now. This is game two of a three-game series. Redding winning last night in a back-and-forth 13-12 battle. He took the lead in the bottom of the eighth for good. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And that'll end the inning. Three up, three down for Bovee. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Getting ready for the bottom of the second here. Colt 45's getting ready to take their at-bats. Jake Taylor out of Seattle University, your starting third baseman tonight. Had last night off. He's hitting in the five hole tonight. It'll be Jake Taylor, Chase Larson, the DH, and DJ Porter, the left fielder. Your 5-6-7 hitters here for the 45s. One run scored in the bottom of the first by Ryan Torres Torioka. It's 1-0. First pitch to Taylor is a fastball at the knees. Strike one. Taylor at third, Larson the DH, so both third basemen in the lineup here tonight. Greg Catteray with a plethora of options to keep a three-headed catcher, a couple first basemen, a couple third basemen that all need to get at bats. That one's a breaking ball down at the knees. 1-2 here now to Taylor. A surplus of hitting talent here for the 45s. They put up 13 runs last night, three home runs, including two by Ryan Williams out of Cal Baptist. Here's a 1-2. That's a little bit outside. Taylor takes ball two. 2-2 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, giving back to our community and playing such an important role in the community. That's Palomar Builders and Muse Concrete. Crowd supporters of the 45s here on KCNR 1460. Taylor fouls that one back to the screen. Stays 2-2 here. Warm day here in Reading in the 90s. We're all in the shade here at Tiger Field watching the visiting Solano Mudcats trying to avenge last night's loss in the opening game of the series to your hometown 45s. It's 1-0 Reading with Jake Taylor leading off the bottom of the second here. That ball is chopped down the third baseline. It's going to be fair ball. That's going to be a long throw, and he is out. Nice play over there at third base. One down. That ball chopped very high. It was about a foot or two inside the third base line. Long throw for Solano third baseman Connor Cole, but well done. Scored 5-3 if you're scoring at home. And here's the DH, Chase Larson, former Foothill Cougar. Out of Palisadro, California, with one down, nobody on. That ball is topped foul down the third base line. Porter on deck, Alvarez to follow. He's your catcher tonight. And then Zach Taylor, the shortstop, round out the lineup. That ball is driven to left field. Oh, right field, that's popped up. Into the foul territory here. His follow through and the way he turned his head made me think he pulled that ball, but crowd reaction and everybody else on the field let me know otherwise. That one fouled away here, 0-1. Larson did not get cheated. A big cut there. Count now 0-2. Here's the pitch from Morris. That's hit out to center field, playable for Wise. He's looking up in the sun, but he makes the play. Nicely done. Two down here. Score that one a fly out to number 7. Here's DJ Porter. Porter not in the lineup last night. But in the last game against the Portland All-Stars on Thursday, he was our player of the game, 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored and an RBI. Takes a called strike here with 2 outs and nobody on. That one misses 1-1 here. E.J. Porter also out of Cal Baptist, teammate Ryan Williams. Williams with a night off here tonight after 2 home runs and 6 RBI. Had the game-winning sac fly RBI in the 8th. That ball down on the dirt bounces in front of the plate, 2-1 now. Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher out of Haristo State University by way of Venezuela. Wood bat next. Should Porter reach? Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Good pitch down below the knees by Morris. Joey Morris, number 1, the right-handed starter tonight for Solano. And the 2-2 is popped up. It looks like that one's going to be out of play, and it will be down the right field line behind the visiting dugout here. Good crowd here at Tiger Field. We had the Asphalt Cowboys and the Sheriff's Department in a friendly softball game here before the festivities here at 7:15. For the Colt 45s, and we're in the bottom of the second here with two on, two balls, two strikes, and two out. Nobody on. That's a called strike three. Porter is the third out of the inning. We'll head to the top of the third. 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's that time again for Anderson Explodes on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by Reading Kia, Wind River, Sierra Pacific Industries, B&B RV, Tri-Counties Bank, and B&T Satellite. Admission is free, so come down and join us for an evening of entertainment and celebration. Gates open at 4. Music starts at 5:30 with California Country, followed by Chad Bushnell at 7 and Cloverdale at 8. Kids' bounce houses and water slides, just $5 for the whole night. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. We will see you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the third here on KCNR 1460. Colt 45's up 1-0 over the visiting Solano Mudcats. Brett Bovee, 6 up, 6 down, and he struck out half of them. As we get ready for the top of the third, leading off is going to be Maxwell Bradley, the shortstop. First pitch down low, 1-0. Bovee pitching in the sunlight into the shadow. Slight advantage for the pitcher there. It limits the visibility for the hitter. And Bradley watches a strike there at the belt, 1-1. Bovee, winner of each of his last two starts. Ready now with the 1-1. That's a breaking ball that's a little bit high. 2-1 here. Over in Humboldt on Sunday, got the win with 5 innings of 3-run ball. That's a ball there as well. First 3-ball count here of the night. And in the last game against the Reading Tigers on the 11th, also went 5 innings, only gave up 1 run. So working on a winning streak here is Brett Bovee. That's a cold strike here, 3-2 now. Full count offering on the way from 45's right-hander. And that is just a bit low. That's a leadoff walk. First base runner of the game here. And I jinxed him with all that 6-up, 6-down talk. That'll bring up Connor Cole. He's the third baseman tonight. Came on last night as a pinch hitter. Ended up going 1-for-2, also drew a walk. And scored a run. And we've got time called here by the base runner at first. Not sure exactly what the issue is, but we're ready to go here. So Cole steps in with a runner on first. Nobody out. Bovee in the stretch for the first time tonight. Kicks and fires. Runner bluffs a steal, but that's a called strike. Took about 2 hard steps and stopped. Alvarez didn't even have to move the glove. It's 0-1. Taylor even with the bag at third. Looking for a possible bunt. Now showing bunt is Cole. And that's a ball low. 1-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and MuseConcrete.com. Let the Muse, they're up to 35 years experience in the construction industry here on your next project. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s and devoted to getting back and getting involved in our community. That's Muse Concrete. Bunt attempt here is fouled back to the screen. It's now 1-2, so we'll see if they want to try and keep it on here with 2 strikes. Taylor now backs off the bag a little bit. Sutton holding the runner on at first. 1-2 count. Bovee gets the sign. Now he comes set. Here's a 1-2. That's a breaking ball. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Pretty pitch there from Bovee. Is Cole out on his front foot, and that ball just never got there. So Cole strikes out. 4th strikeout of the game already for Bovee through 2 1/3. That's going to bring up Jack Bowles, the second baseman. Number 9, not in the lineup last night. Getting the start here tonight. He hits with 1 out, 1 on. That's a called strike at the belt. Good pitch from Bovee. Aggressive with the fastball. Getting ahead in the count here. He's only had 1 3-ball count all night. Gets the sign from his catcher, Alvarez. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball. Showing bunt that time was Bowles, but he pulled it back. Breaking ball down in the dirt. 1-1 now. Taylor now in on the grass. Actually in front of the bag. Snap throw over to first, and Sutton applies the tag, but runner is back. Taylor and Taylor on the left side of the infield. Jake and Zach at third and short. Ryan Torres-Torioka at second. Sean Sutton at first. That's your infield with Jonathan Alvarez as the catcher. Here's the 1-1 from Brett Bovee. That's a ground ball foul down the right field line. 1-2 now. Bovee now gets the sign from Alvarez. He comes set. Breaking ball down in the dirt. 2-2 now. On deck, the top of the lineup, leadoff hitter Nolan Burr. He struck out his first time to lead off the ball game in the first. Runner takes his lead now, stretches it out. Good size lead over there. Here's the 2-2. That one is inside. 3-2 now. Let's see if they put the runner in motion here. Big hole on the right side with the runner being held on. Full count pitch with one out forthcoming here to the number 9 hitter, Bowles. Runner bluffs a steal. That one's grounded up the middle. Torres-Torioka takes it. Tag second. That's an unassisted double play. Score at 4-3 as he did the put out, then the throw out. Nicely done by Ryan Torres-Torioka. That'll end the inning. No runs. We head to the bottom of the third. Reading still up 1-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob. It's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the third here at Tiger Field. 1-0 Reading. They get ready to take their at-bats. It's going to be Jonathan Alvarez for the first time tonight. He's the catcher out of Harris Stowe State near St. Louis there. First pitch from Morris is hit to left field, very high and deep. Going back at the track, at the wall. That ball is gone. And on the first pitch of the inning, first pitch he saw all night, Jonathan Alvarez hits his first home run of the season. It's 2-0 Reading. And the crowd letting him hear it here. The 45s pick up right where they left off last night. Three home runs in a 13-12 victory in game one of the series, and Alvarez with his first of the year makes it 2-0. That'll bring up Zach Taylor.
Your shortstop number 4, Zach Taylor.
Taylor, another great night in the field last night. We've gotten accustomed to that. That ball down in the dirt bounces in front of the plate 1-0. Taylor 2-for-3 with a walk and a run scored the night before last. Also had an RBI in that game. This ball misses very high, and now Onoveros wants to go out and talk to Morris as it's 2-0. That home run from Alvarez looked like a breaking ball that settled right in his happy zone, and he turned on it, hitting about 5 or 6 feet up the netting over the wall and left. Backspinned it right out of here. And Taylor now in a good hitter's count, 2-0. With the 45s up 2-0, nobody out here in the bottom of the third. That ball just a little bit low, 3-0 now. On deck, Torres Torioka, the top of the lineup. He reached on an error and scored in the first. And a four-pitch walk here to Zach Taylor. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in our community. That's Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. Allow them to use their nearly 35 years of experience in the construction industry for your next project. Proud sponsors of the 45s here. And that pitch down in the dirt as well. So five straight balls from Morris here following the solo home run from Alvarez. And you got to figure that take sign is on until he brings it back in. Here's the 1-0 to Ryan. And he takes that one high and away. 2-0 now. He's fighting himself out there a little bit. A lonely feeling for a pitcher when you can't get it in the zone. Sometimes it feels like you're throwing it at a pie tin out there. Taylor takes his lead. Here's the 2-0. That one's in there for a strike now. 2-1. Early action in San Francisco. Giants up 1-0 on the Phillies. Bumgarner on the mound tonight. The Giants are absolutely on a streak. Their greatest 40-game stretch in over 60 years. The hottest they've been since 1954. When they had one Willie Mays out in center field. 3-1 now, as that one's very high. The Torres Torioka. Oakland up on the Angels, 3-2 also in the third inning. That's in Anaheim. Here's the 3-1 to Torres Torioka. Runner goes. That ball's grounded up the middle towards short. Making it to second is Taylor. And right there at first, got him by half a step. So Torres Torioka grounds out 6-3. Moving up to first, or moving up to second, pardon me, is Taylor. So here's Hancock. He flew out to right as he turned on a pitch, but it was down towards the end of the bat. He's 0-1. Runner in scoring position with one out for the Reading Colt 45s. Already up 2-0. Swing and a miss by Hancock. 0-1. One run in the first for Reading on some nifty base running by Torres Torioka. And one run already here in the third on a solo shot to lead off the inning by catcher Jonathan Alvarez, his first of the season. Here's the 0-1 to Hancock. That ball is flown very high and fouled on the left field line. And not able to make the play out there and left. A long way to go for Driscoll out there in left. And it drops. It's 0-2 here. On deck is Chandler Anderson. He's 0-1 as well. Joey Morris, the Solano right-hander, with one down here, brings an 0-2 pitch to J.J. Hancock. That ball is inside, 1-2. This is game 18 of 45 on the season. We'll call every single one of them here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com, streaming live all around the world. Breaking ball down in the dirt, and Hancock swings and misses. He goes down for the second out of the inning. That's going to bring up Chandler Anderson. Number three hitter tonight in an RBI spot here with Zach Taylor at second. Two down, one run already home in a 2-0 ball game. He watches that one inside, 1-0. You can get the full schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. We'll play Solano one more time tomorrow, and then a two-game series on Tuesday and Wednesday against the Humboldt Crabs. They're going to come visit us. Next week, here's the 1-0 when he steps off the mound. So we'll line up and do it again. On deck is Sean Sutton out of Seattle University. Morris comes set. Here's the 1-0 to Anderson. Very high, 2-0 now. First base open here, two down. Runner on second. Hitters count for Chandler Anderson. Still looking for his first home run on the year. He's come close several times. That's a line drive up the middle. That's going to be taken on one hop out there at short. Nice play by Solano, and that'll end the inning. Scored 6-3 on the putout. We head to the top of the fourth, 2-0 Reading. You're listening to the Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're in the top of the fourth here from Tiger Field. Brett Bovee getting ready to start his fourth inning of work. It's 2-0 Reading Colt 45s over the visiting Solano Mudcats. Nolan Burr, the right fielder, stands in. He's 0-1. That ball misses outside. One ball and one strike now. Only one base runner so far for Solano. That was a leadoff walk. Last inning erased by a double play. So 9-up, 9-down for Bovee. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nicely done. 1-2 now. He rocks and fires that one very high. 2-2 now. Burr struck out to lead off the game. He's 0-1. Alvarez behind the plate, homered to lead off the top of the third to make it 2-0. That's where we stand right now. That's a foul ball right back at us. Stopped by the screen. Still 2-2. Phenomenal game last night, 13-12, as the 45s came from behind twice. Finally put it away in the bottom of the eighth. On a go-ahead sack fly by Chandler Anderson. This is a strikeout. And the ball down in the dirt. Alvarez threw it, and on one hop, Sutton makes a nice job picking it out. So scored a strikeout and a 2-3 putout. Burr down on strikes for the second time tonight in as many at-bats. That'll bring up Marcus Wise. Grounded out to first, his first time up. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. MuseConcrete.com. Let them use their over 30 years of experience in construction industry. They've been around since 1982. For your next construction project, that's Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. Giving back and getting involved in our community. Striving to create change and a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. That's a fly ball fouled on the right field line. By Wise. Our thanks to Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders for making Colt 45's Baseball possible here on the radio. Also big supporters of high school football in the fall. One ball, one strike, one out. to the number two hitter in the lineup, center fielder Marcus Wise. Was on base all night last night. That's a chopper down to second base. Torioka takes it on a big hop. Nicely done. 4-3 on the putout. Knew he had to hurry with the speedy Wise there, and he got him by a good step and a half. That'll bring up Driscoll. Struck out looking his first time.
Left fielder number seven, Michael Driscoll.
11 men have come to the plate against Brett Bovee. 5 of them have struck out. As that's an off-speed pitch. Floats in a little high, 1-0. Two down, nobody on here for Solano. Brett Bovee locked in here. Breaking ball there, also a little bit high, 2-0. And that one also misses, so 3-0 now from Bovee. Driscoll, the number three hitter in left field tonight for Solano. That's a called strike at the knees. 3-1 here. Great crowd here tonight. Entire infield in shadow, only the center fielder Anderson. Still in the sunlight. 3-1, that ball is grounded up the middle, and Torioka dives, and it glances off his glove. Great effort. Would have been a tough play to get him on the throw with his momentum going the other way anyway, but that's a clean hit up the middle with two outs. First hit of the ball game. Comes in the fourth inning here off Brett Bovee. Now to bring up Jaden Lane, grounded out to short his first time. He's the beer batter. Come on down to Tiger Field. We're just in the top of the fourth. If the beer batter here strikes out, you get a dollar off beer for the rest of the top half and the bottom half of the inning. A lot of fun here between innings. Got stuff for the kids. Got the dizzy bat race. The water pitcher race. That ball's flied very high into right center. Shifting over is Hancock. Now Anderson's going to call him off and take it. That's the third out of the inning. Score to fly out to number eight. No runs here. One hit. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Still 2-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
5, 4.
Pie-eating contest going on here between the top and the bottom of the fourth. Between a couple of Colt 45s who aren't in the lineup tonight. All kinds of entertainment here at Tiger Field. Look like Zach Morgan, the lefty reliever. Out of Simpson.
University. He was the first team
and Billy Fogle, the reliever, both in the game last night.
Your first baseman, number 33, Sean Sutton.
Rather, Fogle in the night before against Portland. Here's Sean Sutton. He's going to lead off the inning. 2-0 Reading. Morris' first pitch bounces off the plate, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Continuing to give back to our community and playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Palomar Builders and Muse Concrete. With over 30 years' experience, Let them help you with your next construction project. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here, Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders. Here's the 0-1 to Sutton. He swung and missed at the first pitch. That one up high, 1-1 now. Sutton out of Idaho, playing at Seattle University, up 2-1 here to lead off the inning, and that one, some breaking ball, drops right in there. 2-2 now. Morris comes set. Now he's ready. There's the 2-2. That ball misses. 3-2. Full count here. Jake Taylor is Seattle University teammate on deck. And that ball misses, so a full count walk. And we've been impressed by Sutton's plate discipline here so far. In his first week with the 45s.
Now batting for the 45.
As I mentioned, 2-4-4 with a walk last night, on base three times. Two walks, pardon me. Also scored twice. Here's Jake Taylor. Third baseman batting in the five hole. He grounded out to third his first time. That ball down in the dirt. Good job there. By Onaveros to hold up on that one. 1-0 here. Chase Larson on deck now out of Palo Cedro, California. Here's the 1-0 from Morris, and that ball also misses. 2-0 now. Absolutely perfect day for baseball. We're all sitting pretty in the shade here at Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. Second game of a three-game series visiting Solano Mudcats. Dropped an opener last night, 13-12, an absolutely fantastic ball game. That's a called strike on 2-0, 2-1 now. Forty-fives at one point down, 8-0. Came back to take the lead, 11-9. Then came back again after they went down 12-11. Finally went ahead for good in the bottom of the eighth on a sack fly by Ryan Williams to make it 13-12. Seth Kinnean would pitch a scoreless ninth and get the win. 3-1 now as that ball is very low to Taylor. And he's got a good hitter's count here with nobody out. And one on. Sutton walked to lead off the inning. Big hole on the right side. Here's the 3-1 for Morris. Runner goes. That ball is high, and that's a walk. So a full count walk and a 3-1 walk to the 4-5 hitters. That's going to bring up Chase Larson.
Larson,
a class of 2014 Foothill High School graduate. Just finished his sophomore year up at Feather River College. He's got two on and nobody out here. Second baseman shading toward the bag. Possible double play. Called strike. Fastball in the outside corner. Nice pitch by Morris. DJ Porter would bat next. It's 2-0 Redding. Looking for more. Swing and a miss. As that's a off-speed pitch and got Larson out in front. 0-2 here. Forty-fives up 2-0, looking to add some insurance for starter Brett Bovee tonight. He's thrown four scoreless thus far. That's a chopper. Slowly hit on the infield, charging it now at third, and only play is at first. He's going to get Larson. So 5-3 on the ground out for Chase Larson. Both runners move up. Sutton now at third, Taylor at second. And with just one down, DJ Porter's got two ducks on the pond here in a good RBI spot. The Cal Baptist outfielder in left field tonight had last night off. He was our player of the game a couple nights ago against the Portland All-Stars in Game 3. A 6-2 victory. He went 3-for-4 with two runs and an RBI. Morris communicating to his defense here, letting them know where they need to be positioned. Third baseman about even with the bag. First baseman also playing slightly in. That ball misses low and away, 1-0. On deck is Jonathan Alvarez. He led off last inning with a solo home run on the first pitch he saw. Here's the 1-0 to Porter. That's a breaking ball right in there. 1-1 here. One ball, one strike, one out, two men on. For D.J. Porter, that's a breaking ball. Very softly hit down the third baseline. That's a swinging bunt. And he is going to be safe as that ball is launched over the first baseman. Absolutely no chance. That one is airmailed down the right field line. Scoring easily is Sutton. Taylor's going to come around from second as well. That's going to be a two-run error for Solano. It's 4-0 Reading. As D.J. Porter probably couldn't have bunted it any better. Right off the end of the bat, it went about 15 or 20 feet down the third base line, and the pitcher, Morris, airmailed it over the first baseman's head. No chance. Over there for Ian Acosta. So 4-0 Reading here, and that's going to bring up Alvarez. One and zero here as that one misses. Morris now gets the sign from Ontiveros. Comes set, checks the runner at second, kicks and fires. That ball's a little bit low, 2-0 now. Still only one out here. Two runs already home. Sutton and Taylor walk to start the frame. After a ground out, D.J. Porter. Induced a throwing error on a very slowly hit ball down the third base line. Both runners scored. It's 3-0 now here on Alvarez. Zach Taylor on deck. He walked his first time. Morris comes set. Here's the 3-0. And that's a four-pitch walk. So third walk of the inning here for Morris. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound for Solano. So walk, walk, ground out, error, walk, has first and second for Reading with two in here in the fourth. Still only one out. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank you for being such an important part of the Reading community. With over 30 years' experience, call Palomar Builders for your next construction project. Proud sponsors the Colt 45s here during the summer and high school football during the winter. Big part of what's going on here at KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete and MuseConcrete.com and Palomar Builders. One out here, first and second. Alvarez on first, and Taylor shows bunt, pulls it back. That one's in the dirt. 1-0 here. Can smell that barbecue up here. Tri-tip and hot dogs and burgers. Had a hot dog and some nachos myself before the game. 2-0 here, as that one's very high to Taylor. Best $5 you'll spend all summer. A ticket to a Colt 45's baseball game here at Tiger Field. Get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Here's the 2-0. That one's in there for a strike. Taylor taking all the way, 2-1. Two runs already home here in the inning. 45s lead 4-0 over the Solano Mudcats. 13-12 last night in an absolute gem of a ball game. Entertaining all the way through. Now it's 3-1 on Taylor. Morris throwing a lot of pitches here in the fourth. We've got activity down to the bullpen for Solano. Looks like a right-hander throwing down there. Here's the 3-1. That's a called strike. Taylor getting ready to flip that bat and take the walk, but it's the full count here. Porter at second, Alvarez at first. Full count on shortstop, Zach Taylor. Runners go. Here's the throw down to third. Swing and a miss, strikeout, and that's a double play as Porter's thrown out at third base. A strike him out, throw him out, double play, and just like that, the inning is over. Two runs home here. We head to the top of the fifth. It's 4-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460. Bringing you Colt 45's baseball. They lead 4-0 over the Solano Mudcats. This is game two of a three-game series. Redding winning 13-12 last night in a come-from-behind victory. Ryan Williams with six RBIs, including the game winner in the eighth. In one of the best games you'll ever see or hear. 45's winning 4-0 here. We'll do it again one more time tomorrow night at 6 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460 for game three of the series. Brett Bovee getting ready to start inning number five. First pitch is a strike there. Leading off is Ian Acosta. He's 0-1 with the lineout. Four hits last night for Acosta. He was the catcher. Tonight he's at first base. Lined out to right field his first time. Bovee gets ready with the 0-1. Breaking ball down in the dirt. 1-1 here. On this day in baseball history, 1995, Andres Galarraga, the Big Cat, becomes the fourth player in big league history to hit a home run in three consecutive innings. That's hard to do. Hard to get an at-bat in three consecutive innings. Of course, the Big Cat spent some time with the Giants as well. Part of those great hitting mid-90s Colorado Rockies teams. Here's a ground ball to short. Taylor throws him out 6-3 on the putout. One down here for Bovee. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse Concrete is dedicated to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. With over 30 years' experience, they've been doing it since 1982. Let them help you with your next construction project. Muse Concrete, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here. That's a bunt. Fielding it is Bovee, and they got him nicely done. Bovee fielding his position there on the 1-3 putout as Onoveros tried to catch everybody sleeping. Well done by the pitcher. And a quick two down here. That's going to bring up Maxwell Bradley. Can't read my own handwriting sometimes. Bradley drew a walk his first time. He was the first base runner of the game. That was in the third inning. First base runner of the game for Solano, I should say. He was raced on a double play later that inning. First pitch is a fastball up around his shoulders, 1-0. Playing in closer to the line is Jake Taylor at third, possibly looking for another bunt or a softly hit ball. Here's the 1-0. That's a fastball in there for a strike from Bovee, 1-1. One ball, one strike here. Here's the pitch. That ball is fouled away. Fastball up around his shoulders. He chased it that time. Right back up over the screen. 1-2 here. Great crowd here at Tiger Field watching the 45s lead 4-0 over the Solano Mudcats. Called strike three there on a 1-2 pitch. Good-looking off-speed pitch from Bovee. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-0 Reading. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the lineup for the hometown 45s here in the bottom of the fifth. It's going to be Torres, Torioka, Hancock, and Anderson, the 1-2-3. Torres, Torioka, 0 for 2. He reached on an error in the first. Came around to score the first run of the ball game. Also had a stolen base en route to scoring that run. And Morris fires a fastball that's fouled out of play by Torres Torioka there. Out into the parking lot, 0-1. Torioka steps out. Now he's ready to go. Here's the 0-1 from Morris. Finds and fires. Breaking ball doesn't break. 1-1 here. Ball chopped foul as well here. 1-2 on Torres Torioka. This portion of the game brought to you by Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role here in the Northern California and Redding community. Palomar Builders, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. 1-2 pitches swung and missed by Torres Torioka. He's down on strikes for the first out of the inning. That's going to bring up J.J. Hancock. Plays his ball up there at Washington State up in Pullman. About as close to Canada as you can get. And still be in the U.S. A little warmer down here for J.J. during the summer. On a day that reached triple digits in Reading, that's called first strike. We are in the shade and under the lights here at Tiger Field. On a beautiful day for baseball. If you haven't been down, absolutely come down and join us. Every seat in the shade for first pitch at 7:15 every game. Here's the 1-1. That ball is driven out to right, and it's going back, way back. That ball is gone. J.J. Hancock squares one up and deposits it over the fence in right field. Out into the street. First home run of the summer for the Washington State Cougar. And it's 5-0 ready. Crowd letting him hear it here. Second home run of the game for the 45s. Jonathan Alvarez also had a solo shot in the third. So Hancock now 1-for-3 with a big fly.
Now batting. Number 27, Chandler Anderson.
We're going to go ahead and make that our Kia Drive of the Game. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Kia, Kia's Drive of the Week. The 2016 Kia Sorento test drive won today. at Redding Kia. Solo home run by J.J. Hancock. Makes it 5-0. Swinging to the first pitch here is Chandler Anderson. He's going to fly out to right. Several steps in front of the track here. Is Burr making the play. So two down. That'll bring up Sutton. 45s have scored in four out of the five innings here. One in the first, the third, and now in the fifth, as well as a two spot in the fourth. It's 5-0. And here's Sutton. First pitch misses 1-0. Sutton 0-1. He's also drawn a walk. One zero for Morris is a breaking ball down low. Sutton swings through it. 1-1. Morris gets the sign from Ontiveros. Now here's the 1-1 pitch. Another breaking ball down below the zone, and Sutton swings and misses. 1-2. Nobody on here with two outs. Solo home run earlier this inning by J.J. Hancock. To straightaway right. As Redding takes a 5-0 lead now here. Sean Sutton lines one into center field. That's a clean hit. And nice at-bat there from Sutton as he had a two-strike count on him. Didn't try to do too much with it. Hit it right back up the middle. That's a two-out single. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. He's grounded out and walked. He's also scored a run. Sutton being held on in first. Two down. First pitch is in there for a strike. Taylor thought about it but did not offer. Redding with a 5-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Against the visiting Solano Mudcats, we're under the lights at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. Here's the 0-1. That's a ground ball hit hard, foul down the third base line. And a quick 0-2 here on Taylor. No balls, two strikes. Sutton at first with two down. Jake Taylor fouls that one straight back. And not sure if that caught the catcher or the umpire, but either way, they both look none the worse for wear. Count remains 0-2. Oakland up 3-2 on the Angels in Anaheim there in the bottom of the fourth. Bumgarner on the mound tonight for the Giants versus the Phillies in San Francisco. 2-0 San Francisco. Bumgarner has not yet allowed a hit. As he's having a stellar year, probably on his way to another all-star appearance. Part of that three-headed monster for the Giants, Bumgarner, Cueto, Samardzija. What a trio they have been. Here's the 0-2 to Taylor. That ball's down in the dirt. It kicks away now. And Sutton's going to head to second. No throw. So 90 free feet there for the 45s. Probably call that one a pass ball. And Ontiveros wants to talk it over with Morris. That one either bounced on or right around the plate. Tough play. Ontiveros unable to contain the carom. So Sutton now in scoring position. Count is 1-2 on Taylor. On deck would be Chase Larson. Should Taylor reach here? Here's the 1-2. That one misses 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Man on second. 5-0 lead for the Colt 45s here in the bottom of the fifth. And that one's a check swing foul. Count remains 2-2. Good battle going here between Jake Taylor and the starter Joey Morris in his fifth inning of work. Allowed 5 runs thus far. Had bullpen activity last inning, but he was able to roll a double play. Or rather, a strikeout throwout double play and caught a runner stealing at third. That's a very high fastball. Taylor holds off. It's now full count.
Everybody clap your hands.
Taylor steps in the box now. He's ready to go. 3-2. Morris comes set, checks the runner. Now he's ready. That ball is chopped foul down third baseline. We'll do it one more time. 45s with a lot of deep counts here tonight, making Morris throw a lot of pitches, especially the last two innings. Morris gets the sign from Ontiveros. Now he's ready. Checks the runner. Checks him one more time. And here's the full count. Two out pitch. And that one misses. It's a walk. So Taylor walks with two down. First and second now. That'll bring up Chase Larson. Larson's flown out to left and grounded out to third. 0 for 2 tonight. You've seen him primarily at third base. Also had one start at short. He's the DH tonight. Morris's first pitch is down in the dirt, 1-0. Runners take their leads. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Larson. He broken bat. That's going to be a little flare out in right center. It's going to get down. Scoring without a throw is Sutton. Heading over to third is Taylor. The bat exploded upon contact, and the ball, a little flare out into right center over the second baseman. Nobody going to get there. That's an RBI single for Chase Larson. Moving over to third, Jake Taylor. Sutton scores on the play. Scored that one, a single and an RBI. That'll bring up DJ Porter. 6-0 Reading. Two runs now across in the inning. Hancock hit a home run with one out. And with two down, a single, a walk, and a single. 45s have added a second run here. It's 6-0. Activity now again in the Solano bullpen. That first pitch is in there for a strike at the knees to DJ Porter. Porter out of Cal Baptist. 0 for 2, but he did reach on an error. Been on base one time tonight. Here's the 0-1 from Morris. That's a foul ball out of play. Straight back over the screen and the snack bar and everything. It's 0-2. On deck's Alvarez. He's 1-for-1 with a home run and a walk tonight. That ball is driven out into left field very deep. It's back, way back. It's over the left fielder's head. It's going to hit the wall on a bounce. Coming around to score. And now hit it at third. No, Larson's going to stop at third. So Taylor scores easily. That's an RBI double by DJ Porter. 7-0 Reading. Three runs already home. So the 45s in the third time through the lineup here. Putting it on Joey Morris. That'll bring up Alvarez. And now the manager for Solano coming to the mound saying something to the umpire. Might just be buying time for his guy to get warm down there. And we are going to make a change. Time for a pitching change here. We'll take a short 60-second break on KCNR 1460. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Pitching change here for the Solano Mudcats in the bottom of the fifth. Redding up 7-0. They've pushed across three runs here with two outs already in the frame. New pitcher is going to be Brendan. Going to try and pronounce this right. Brendan Notuzzi started at second base last night, went 0 for 2. He's a sidearmer, and he'll come in here with a runner on third and two down. Pardon me, runner on second and third. Porter on second, Larson on third. Finishing his warm-up tosses here, and now we're ready to go. First batter is going to be Jonathan Alvarez against the new pitcher, Notuzzi. Notuzzi, a Nevada University pitcher here. So here's Alvarez. He walked his last time, homered in the fourth, one for one. Chase Larson at third. DJ Porter at second with two down here. 7-0 Redding looking to put this one out of reach. That one misses there. It's 2-0. Alvarez in a good hitter's count here with two men in scoring position. That ball misses. 3-0 now. Meeting at the mound, and now it's been broken up. Here comes Alvarez on a 3-0 count. We'll see if he's got the green light. Intuzzi gets the sign from Montaveros. Now he's ready. And that one misses. Four-pitch walk here. Loads the bases for Zach Taylor. Second walk in as many innings for Alvarez. And that'll bring up Taylor with two down now and the bases loaded as the 45s have batted around here in the fifth. Three runs already home. Courtesy of a solo home run by J.J. Hancock and an RBI double by D.J. Porter. Chase Larson also with an RBI single mixed in there. First pitch is in there for a strike on the left-handed hitting Taylor. Looking to put this one into double digits, possibly with one in the gap. Two runs on a single. That's a breaking ball that doesn't break. 1-1 here. Now he comes set. Here's the 1-1 to Taylor. That's a line drive down the left field line. It is going to be foul ball. Runners return. It's going to be 1-2 here. Notuzzi trying to stop the bleeding here with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Three runs already home. Bases loaded. That ball is outside. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded for Zach Taylor. And that ball is grounded. Foul down the first base line. We'll line up and do it again. Another 2-2 forthcoming here from Natuzzi. That ball is fouled away by Taylor. Good battle going here. Ninth man to bat in the inning is Zach Taylor here. 45s with three runs to stretch that 4-0 lead to 7-0. And that's a breaking ball down low, so a full count here. And a big pitch here for Solano, trying to stay in this ballgame. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners will get a head start. Larson at third, Porter at second, Alvarez at first. Or Zach Taylor. Top of the lineup, Torres Torioka on deck. That's a line drive up the middle, and it's off the pitcher. Hustling and no play. And that's going to be a single, a solid line drive. Knocked down by the pitcher, Natuzzi. Not sure where that caught him, either on the arm or the side. He looks like he's all right. But it kind of glanced off him behind the mound, about 5 feet behind the pitching mound, and more than enough time for Zach Taylor to beat it out. That's an RBI single. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Taylor's one for two. He's also drawn a walk now. Coming around to score is Larson. 8-0 Redding here, and it's going to bring up Torres Torioka. 0 for 3 tonight, though he has stolen a base and scored a run in the leadoff spot for the 45s here. That's a ground ball to second base. This should end the inning. No, it's fumbled out there, and Torres Torioka is going to beat it out. Tough play for the second baseman out there for Solano. That's Jack Bowles. And what should have been the third out of the inning is going to result in an E4. Another run comes around to score. That's Porter. Alvarez to third, Taylor to second. 9-0 now here. The 45s have blown this one open with five runs here in the fifth. And Hancock, who hit a one-out solo home run earlier this inning, gets ready to take his second at-bat of the frame. That one misses 1-0 here. He steps in here with the bases loaded and two down. Brendan Natuzzi, the right-hander, came in relief earlier this inning of Joey Morris, the starter, who went 4 2/3. He's the pitcher of record at the moment. Brett Bovee has thrown five scoreless frames. He would be in line for the win tonight. Here's the 1-1 to Hancock, swinging a miss on a fastball underneath his hands. Tied him up a little bit there. 1-2 now. And Hancock looking to stuff the stat sheet a little bit here with the bases loaded in a 9-0 ball game. Good speed out there on the bags for the 45s. That's a low pitch down in the dirt. 2-2 here by Natuzzi.
Everybody clap your hands.
With a right-handed kind of a slinging motion. Don't see that as often as the high three quarters and over the top pitchers these days. That ball has popped up on the infield, might be playable. Now drifting toward foul territory. It's actually going to get into the crowd here. And with some backspin, bounces right near the dugout and back into the bleachers. So a souvenir here for a Colt 45s fan. Two balls, two strikes, two outs now. Washington State Cougar J.J. Hancock, who already homered earlier this inning, has the bases loaded now. Natuzzi on the rubber now gets the sign from Ontiveros. Now he's ready, he comes set. That ball misses 3-2 now, so we'll have another full count. Two out pitch, runners will get a head start. Chandler Anderson would be next. the 45s after a 13-12 victory last night. It was back and forth with two separate comebacks. Are in full command here tonight. That ball misses. Down low and a walk. That's a walk and an RBI for Hancock. Sixth run scores here in the frame, and it's now 10-0 Reading.
For the University of Utah, number 27, Chandler Anderson.
So here's Anderson out of the University of Utah. Scoring on that base loaded walk was Alvarez. RBI for J.J. Hancock. First pitch misses there, 1-0. Anderson's 0-3 tonight. In the three hole for your hometown 45s. Hitting the count 1-0 here. That ball is flown deep to left center field, but very high. Going to stay in the ballpark. And that's going to be taken out there in left center by Wise. That's final out of the inning. 45 score, six runs in the frame, and stretch this one out to 10-0. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the sixth here from Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's Baseball. Reading up 10-0 here after a six-run fifth. Brett Bovee on the mound for the 45s. 1-1 count here to the leadoff hitter Cole for Solano. He's 0-1 with a strikeout so far. That one misses 2-1 now. It'll be Cole, Bowles, and Burr, as that one's fouled back 2-2 now. The 8-9-1 hitters for Solano, as Brett Bovee has been in full command here. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball down low. Cole lays off. It's now 3-2. Full count pitch to the leadoff hitter, Cole, is high, but he swings right through it. Fastball up in his eyes. Did a pitcher a favor there. He goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Jack Bowles, second baseman. Second consecutive strikeout there for Bovee. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. We strive to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete. And MuseConcrete.com, they've been doing it since 1982. Our thanks to them for their sponsorship of Colt 45's Baseball here on the radio. Bovee fires one in there for a strike and a swing and a miss on the second pitch. A quick 0-2 on Bowles. He's 0-1. He grounded right up the middle to second base. Torioka took it, tagged the base, and threw him out for a double play. He's 0-1. Called third strike, and he's out on three pitches. Third consecutive strikeout now for Bovee. That's going to bring up the top of the lineup And Nolan Burr, he's 0 for 2 with, you guess it, two strikeouts. Eight strikeouts for Brett Bovee through 5 2/3. He has been impressive here tonight. He's given up one walk and one hit, and he's faced one man over the minimum. A command performance for Las Vegas native Brett Bovee. First pitch is a swing and a miss. First pitch strike on Burr. He struck out swinging twice. Got one down low. 1-1 now. Due up in the bottom of the half for your 45s is going to be Sutton, Taylor, and Larson, the 4-5-6 hitters. All three scored in that sixth-run fifth for the 45s. Sent a lot of batters to the plate there. En route to scoring six runs. That's a foul ball straight back, 2-2 now. 45 sent 12 men to the plate, six of whom scored. J.J. Hancock with a solo home run in the frame. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bovee pitches to the leadoff hitter Burr, and he fouls it, and it looks like he fouled it right back into the glove of Alvarez, and it kicks into fair territory, but it'll be a foul ball, 2-2 here. Perfect night for baseball. We've got the sun going down. We are under the lights here at Tiger Field. 45s won last night, 13-12, up 10-0 here. In an offensive showcase here for the Colt 45s, and Brett Bovee absolutely shutting them down here. He's faced one over the minimum and allowed two base runners in 5 2/3. That ball just misses on 2-2. It's going to be a full count. 3-2 here with two down, nobody on. Here's the pitch from Bovee. That one's fouled away. We'll do it again, 3-2. Giants up 2-0 in the middle of the sixth. Bumgarner tossing a two-hitter. He's given up twice as many hits as Brett Bovee tonight. Here's another 3-2, and that ball is chopped. Very slowly hit. Bovee comes up, fields his position, and throws him out. Nicely done it. 1-3 on the putout. That'll end the inning. 1-2-3. Once again, we head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 10-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the sixth here from beautiful Tiger Field. We've got the sunset painting a picture for us here. We are under the lights and a commanding 10-0 lead for your hometown 45s over the visiting Solano Mudcats. Sean Sutton, the first baseman, going to lead off here in the bottom of the sixth. He's 1-for-2 with a single. He's also drawn a walk, scored twice. Part of that sixth run, fifth inning. As the 45s took a 4-0 lead and made it 10-0. Starting his first full inning of work here is Natuzzi. He relieved with two outs in the fifth for Joey Morris, who's the pitcher of record here. It's going to be Sutton, Jake Taylor, and Chase Larson. 4-5-6 hitters here. Foul ball down the right field line by Sutton makes it 0-1. Natuzzi now ready. And that ball's down to the dirt, 1-1 now. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continuing to give back to our community and playing such an important role in the Redding community with over 30 years' experience in the construction industry here in Northern California. Palomar Builders and Muse Concrete proud to sponsor the Colt 45s here on the radio as well as high school football in the fall. Yours truly will be calling those games here. Every Friday night, we'll have the game of the week for you on KCNR 1460. 1-1 now on Sutton. Here's the pitch from Natuzzi. That one is in there at the knees. 1-2. We had the game of the night, or the game of the year last night. 13-12, an amazing comeback victory by the 45s. Home runs aplenty. And no shortage of offense in a back-and-forth seesaw battle. Tonight it's been all Redding with 1 in the 1st, 1 in the 3rd. 2 in the 4th and a 6th spot in the bottom of the 5th. We're in the bottom of the 6th right now with a 10-0 Redding lead. Full count here on the leadoff hitter, Sean Sutton. Swing and a miss on a pitch down in the dirt, and Natuzzi sets him down for the first out. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. He's grounded out once and walked twice, and both of those walks led to him scoring 2 runs in each of the last 2 innings. So Taylor's still looking for his first hit, but he's already scored twice. First pitch is in there, 0-1 now. Natuzzi now comes set. Here's the pitch. 0-1 pitch outside, 1-1. A reminder, you can follow the Redding Colt 45s on Twitter at Redding Colt 45s. That's at Redding Colt 45s. You can follow me on Twitter at NorCal Sports Hour, at NorCal Sports HR. Every Tuesday at 6, we talk Raiders, Niners, Warriors, Kings, A's, and Giants, at least till the Raiders move to Las Vegas. And then all your local high school standouts. All baseball right now, as we are in summertime. And, of course, we talk 45s as well. Taylor hits one out the end of the bat. That one sinking fast and left. Coming in and making a nice play. No, Driscoll unable to make the play. Kicked off the heel of his glove. Taylor off the bat. That one looked like it was hit well, but it was down towards the end of the bat. And it kind of died out there and left. Coming in to try and make the play was Driscoll. Went into a slide feet first, but had a kick off his glove. So that'll be a single to lead off, or rather with one out here. So Taylor now at first, that'll bring up Chase Larson, had an RBI single in that 6-run 5th. Also came around to score. So here's Chase Larson, first pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. A's up 4-3 in Anaheim after the end of the 5th. And the Giants still with a 2-0 lead at the end of the 6th. That one's in San Francisco over the Phillies. Madison Bumgarner throwing a 2-hitter. Foul back to the screen by Larson. Now it's 0-2. On deck is Porter. He had an RBI double and also scored a run in that inning. He's 1-for-3 altogether. One out, one on. Here's Chase Larson with the 0-2. Good take. He held up on that one down in the dirt. Natuzzi trying to get him to chase, but he did not oblige. Great crowd here tonight at Tiger Field. We're in the bottom of the 6th. Just $5 a ticket. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. This is game 18 out of 45 on the season. And a called third strike. Larson goes down on strikes as a breaking ball catches the outside corner. Two down now. That'll bring up Porter. As I mentioned, game 18 out of 45. We've got 27 left. Only two of them on the road. So 25 home games left after tonight. Again, ReadingColt45s.com for the entire schedule. We'll go over to Humboldt in July for a two-game set against the Humboldt Crabs. They visit us this coming week on Tuesday and Wednesday. Had the good fortune to head over to Eureka last weekend and watch the 45s take two out of three from the Humboldt B-52s. Our thanks to everybody over there in Humboldt for hosting a great three-game series. So two outs and one man on here for D.J. Porter. First pitch is down in the dirt from Natuzzi. 1-0. Redding comfortably ahead here, 10-0. On the strength of six runs in that bottom of the fifth. Porter looking at a 1-0. And that one's down to the dirt. It kicks away from this catcher and heading to second without a throw is going to be Jake Taylor. That one's all the way over to the screen here. So Porter down to second now. He's in scoring position with two down. On deck would be Alvarez. Alvarez officially 1-for-1. He's hit a home run and walked twice. So an RBI and two runs scored for him already on the night. Porter fouls that one back on 2-0. Didn't get cheated on that one. A healthy cut. Had the green light on the hitter's count, but he's able to foul it back. Probably like to get another crack at that one. That one had some hang time from Natuzzi. Two balls, one strike now here. Man on second. And that's a breaking ball that breaks a little too much. Outside 3-1 now. Nice breeze blowing through here. Left to right. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field on a beautiful night for baseball. Here's the 3-1 to Porter. He fouls it out of play down the right side behind the visitor's dugout. One in the first, one in the third, two in the fourth, and a sixth spot in the bottom of the fifth. Have the 45s comfortably ahead here. They've got 10, but Brett Bovee has been just about perfect. Six scoreless for the 45s. That ball is hit out to left center field, hanging up now for Wise. And he comes in and makes the play. Scored a fly out to number 8. That's the third out of the inning. We head to the top of the seventh now. 10-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club Saltwater Pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're in the top of the seventh here from Tiger Field. Pitching change here for the 45, so that'll close the book on starter Brett Bovee. Six scoreless innings. He's in line for the win, as he was absolutely locked in tonight. A great performance by the Colt 45 starting right-hander. Coming in now is going to be Blake Williams, number 28. He'll start the seventh here. He's out of Santa Rosa Junior College, a native of Altura, California. And he'll face the 2-3-4 hitters for Solano. Marcus Wise is going to lead off here. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Ground out to first and a ground out to second. He was on the bases all night last night in that 13-12 win. Ended up scoring three runs. But they've kept him in check tonight here as Blake Williams gets ready to start the seventh. First pitch is a fastball at the belt. Good pitch there, 0-1. And a swing and a miss. Nice change up there. Dropping down below the knees. Quick 0-2 on Wise. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continuing to give back to our community. And we thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community here. That's Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders with over 30 years experience. Give them a call for your next construction project. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here. Second pitch of the bat there is fouled over the visitor's dugout. A quick 0-2 on Wise here. And the Santa Rosa Junior College right-hander in the driver's seat here, 0-2. That ball is lined out to Sean Sutton. Softly hit line drive. He takes about three steps to his right and spears it. Score that a line out to number 3. One out now. So here's Driscoll. He's 1 for 2 with a single, the lone hit of the game for Solano, as Brett Bovee allowed just one hit and one walk through six innings. While striking out 8, an absolutely phenomenal game. That ball is flied out to center field, falling quickly. Anderson's going to come in, and no, it's going to be Porter streaking out of left field, calling him off. Nicely done there by the Cal Baptist outfielder, D.J. Porter. Two down now as Driscoll flies out to number 7. That'll bring up Jaden Lane. He's grounded out and flown out. He's the beer batter tonight. Lane had 3 hits and 4 RBIs, also scored a run last night, but they've locked him up here as he's 0 for 2. Blake Williams with a fastball at the knees on the outside corner. Perfect pitch, 0-1. Lane hitting with 2 outs and nobody on, just how you want him to. If you're a 45s fan, that ball down in the dirt, 1-1. Williams steps off the mound. Now he's ready to go here with 2 outs and nobody on. 1-1 pitch forthcoming. That ball is in there for a strike, 1-2. Get you some scores from around the league here. Yankees over the Twins, 2-1. Baltimore over Tampa Bay, 5-0, as Tampa Bay's now lost 9 straight. Blue Jays over the White Sox, 10-8. San Diego over Cincinnati, 3-0. Swing and a miss, he strikes him out. And that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 for Blake Williams. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch time here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Marvel as an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the seventh here. We've just gotten done with a seventh inning stretch. Scott Lewis treated us to some God Bless America and take me out to the ballgame. Good time being had by all here at Tiger Field. It's 10-0 Reading. After a 13-12 back and forth battle last night, it's been all 45s here tonight. Leading off the inning is going to be Jonathan Alvarez. One for one with two walks. He's also scored twice, once on a solo home run leading off the fourth inning. That was the last time he opened up an inning. Took the first pitch he saw all game and deposited it in net over there in left field for his first home run of the season. That ball misses 1-0 here. Mattuzzi starting the seventh inning here. He came in the bottom of the fifth with two down. Through a scoreless sixth, it's 1-1 here, as that's a strike at the knees. It'll be Alvarez, Taylor, and then Ryan Torres, Torioka. 8-9-1, as that one nearly hits him, a breaking ball that doesn't quite get back. Alvarez has to dance out of the way, it's 2-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. We strive to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. MuseConcrete.com for all your construction needs. Our thanks to them for sponsoring Colt 45's baseball here on the radio, as well as football in the fall. 3-1 now here on Alvarez. Natuzzi kicks and fires, and that's a five-pitch walk. Alvarez with his third walk of the game, third walk in four innings for the Harris Stowe State University catcher. That'll bring up Taylor. Taylor's one for two with an RBI single. He's also drawn a walk. First pitch is lined into right field, a solid single. Stopping at second is Alvarez, as that one got to the right fielder in a hurry. Runners on first and second now. Second hit of the night for the shortstop, Zach Taylor. He's a Dodger fan, but we don't hold it against him. That'll bring up Ryan Torres Torioka. He's been on base twice, even though he's officially 0 for 4, reached on an error twice. Also scored once. That was in the first. So any way to get on, he's a pest once he's on there. He comes up with runners on first and second. 45's in business here once again. Natuzzi fires low. It's 1-0 here. Pitch here to Torres. Torioka, swing and a miss. Breaking ball dropped down below his hands. Swung right through it. One ball, one strike pitch forthcoming here to Ryan Torres Torioka out of Honolulu, Hawaii. That one misses outside now, 2-1. Ditches more scores from around the league. Cleveland over Detroit, 6-0. Arizona falls to Colorado, 11-6. Tampa Bay, as I mentioned, lost their ninth in a row. They lose to Baltimore 8-6. Houston over Kansas City 13-5. Pittsburgh over the Dodgers 6-1. So the Dodgers fall to the Pirates. Pirates been on a pretty bad skid here lately. Mets over Atlanta 1-0. It's 3-1 now here on Torres Torioka, as that pitch missed by quite a bit. Rest of the game still in action, so check swing there by Torres Torioka. They appeal, and yes, he did. So a 3-1 count becomes 3-2. Alvarez at second, Taylor at first, after walking a single to start the bottom of the seventh here. 45's up 10-0. J.J. Hancock would bat next. That's a single into right. Ground ball through the right side. Stopping at third is Alvarez. So the bases are loaded here, after back-to-back singles by the shortstop and second baseman for your hometown 45s here. First hit of the night for Torres Torioka. So here's J.J. Hancock. He had a bases-loaded walk for an RBI in his last at-bat in the fifth inning. In his previous at-bat, also in the fifth inning, he had a solo home run. So a good inning for J.J., and a good game thus far. First pitch down in the dirt. He comes up here with the bases loaded and nobody out in a 10-0 ball game. They can put this one even further out of reach. Here, J.J., 1-for-3 with a walk. And that solo home run, 2 runs batted in tonight for tonight's right fielder. Swing and a miss on that one. Breaking ball, he's out in front, 1-1. One pitch with the bases loaded is down low. 2-1 here. Chandler Anderson on deck. He's 0-for-4 thus far. One of the few 45s. Now I have to get in the hit column here. It's been an offensive showcase, and they're knocking on the door here once again. Here's the 2-1, and that ball is lined. Past first base there. Looks like Chase Larson down there as the first base coach. Saw his life flash before his eyes there. 2-2 count now here on Hancock. Natuzzi has loaded the bases with a walk and 2 consecutive singles to the 8-9-1 hitters. Swing and a miss, and no, that's a foul ball. That ball was down in the dirt. Hancock did well just to get a piece of it. Nasty pitch, but he fought it off. Still 2-2 here. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, so that'll be the first out of the inning and bring up Anderson. You mentioned that home run in the fifth by J.J. Hancock. That was our Kia drive of the game. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Redding Kia, proud supporters of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. So here's Anderson with the bases loaded. Still only one out here. Jake Taylor to follow. That ball misses high with the fastball. Natuzzi would love nothing more than to roll a double play ball here. Second baseman shading toward the bag for just that possibility, as is the shortstop. So plenty of room to shoot out on the infield on either side. Anderson with a good take there on a breaking ball down below the zone. 2-0 now. On deck is Sutton. He's 1-for-3 with a walk, also scored twice. Here's the 2-0 to Anderson. And that one is back to the screen, but bounces right back to the catcher. Lucky break there for Solano. All the runners will stay put, but nonetheless, it's 3-0 here. And we'll see if Anderson is taken all the way here with the bases juiced. And a 3-ball, no strike count. Swing and a miss, so 3-1. He did have the green light, but right through it. Still a good hitter's count here, 3-1. Runner's not being held on. Solano will trade an out for a run here, but they're going to try and turn two. That's a foul ball back to the screen by Anderson. It's full count now. Still only one out here. We'll see if 45s can put this one even further out of reach. Brett Bovee started and threw six scoreless innings of one hit, one walk ball, allowing just two base runners, a command performance. That's a ground ball through the left side. Anderson's got an RBI single. Stopping at third is Taylor, so everybody's going to just move up 90 feet. Single and an RBI. First hit of the night for Anderson. So Alvarez comes around to score. Taylor to third. Torres, Torioka to second. And every hitter for the 45s tonight has at least one hit. It's now 11-0. Here's Sutton, still with the bases loaded, one down. That ball's down in the dirt. Good job there by Oliveros to keep it in front of him. 1-0. Middle of the sixth in Anaheim. A's have stretched that lead out to 7-3. So Oakland leading the Anaheim Angels. I don't call them the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They're still the Anaheim Angels to me. 7-3 Oakland in Anaheim. Meanwhile, the Giants, unfortunately, have coughed up the lead. It's now 3-2 Phillies in the top of the eighth. George Contos on in relief of Bumgarner. So Bumgarner had a no-hitter going into the fifth, and Phillies have turned it around and taken the lead now. We got a 2-0 count here to Sutton as that one misses as well. And he's got a good hitter's count, 2-0 with the bases loaded. Just one down here. That one down in the dirt bounced off the plate, it looked like. Count is 3-0 here. There's Natuzzi trying to find the range here. Sean Sutton out of Seattle University. Looking to add some RBIs to his total here tonight. He's already got one hit. That's a ball outside. And that's an RBI base on ball as he walks with the bases loaded. Second walk of the game for Sutton. First RBI. It's now 12-0 Redding. His two runs here are home. Still only one out. Jake Taylor's going to come up here. Jake's 1-for-2. He's grounded out and singled. He's also walked twice and scored twice. Meeting on the mound here between Natuzzi and his catcher, Oliveros, and the first baseman, Acosta. Nobody in the bullpen down there for Solano, so it's Natuzzi's inning. Taylor here comes up with the bases loaded. You might remember a few weekends back against the Reading Tigers in his first start as a 45, his second game overall, but his first start. Jake Taylor had a grand slam in the eighth inning against those same Reading Tigers en route to a 24-4 victory. First pitch is a strike there, 0-1. One pitch to Taylor, and he grounds it out to short. 6-4-3. No, that ball is launched into the dugout. So scoring on the play, it'll be a fielder's choice and an RBI for Taylor. Scoring is Zach Taylor, and right behind him is Chandler Anderson. Pardon me, Torres Torioka scores, and right behind him is Chandler Anderson. So two-run score on the play, one RBI for Jake Taylor. Scored a fielder's choice 5-4, and one run batted in.
PH number 13, Chase Larson.
So 14-0 here as the 45s have pushed across four here. And Larson will be the eighth man to bat in the inning. Runner on second is Jake Taylor. That ball is flied out into shallow right and taken just on the grass there at second base. But four runs here. Our home, it's 14-0. Reading, we head to the top of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver, but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Blake Williams getting ready to start his second inning of work here through a scoreless seventh, 1-2-3, in relief of Brett Bovee, who went six strong, one hit, one walk, eight strikeouts. In line for the win here, 45's up comfortably, 14-0. Four more runs tacked on in the bottom of the seventh. They also had six in the bottom of the fifth. They've scored in all but two innings here tonight. Every single member of the 45s has at least one hit. And meanwhile, the Solano Mudcats have sent one more man to the plate than the minimum. So Blake Williams out of Santa Rosa Junior College here, getting ready to start his second inning of work. It'll be Acosta, Ontiveros, and Bradley. 5-6-7 hitters for Solano. First pitch is in there for a strike from Blake Williams. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is dedicated to giving back and getting involved in our community. We strive to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. That's a line drive into right, leadoff single there for Acosta. First hit of the night for him, just a second hit of the night for Solano overall. MuseConcrete.com. With over 30 years' experience in the construction industry, call Muse Concrete for your next project. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s and high school football here in the fall on KCNR 1460. Leadoff man single. That's Acosta. That means Anaveros, the catcher, comes up here with a man on first and nobody out. It's Blake Williams here. First pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1. Blake Williams, number 28, right-hander out of the bullpen. It's a called strike with a nice breaking ball there on the outside corner. Anaveros watched it. It's 0-2. Still the same defense out there for manager Greg Cattaraz, grading Colt 45s. You might see some pinch hitters and defensive substitution here. With the lead being as comfortable as it is, that's a foul ball as he stays alive on 0-2. It's been all 45s here tonight. 14-0 here in the top of the eighth. An offensive showcase here as it's been everybody up and down the lineup. Every single 45s player has at least one hit, and every single 45s player has scored at least one run. 1-2 now for Blake Williams on the catcher, Anaveros. Runner being held on at first. That ball very high. 2-2 now. Of course, last night, the game of the year thus far, a 13-12 comeback victory for the 45s. They were down 8-0 at one point, came back to take the lead 11-9, and then were down 12-11 and scored the last two runs of the game in the 7th and 8th inning. Called strike three there on 2-2. Nice pitch from Williams. That's the first out of the inning. Anaveros down on strikes looking. Here's Maxwell Bradley, the shortstop. He's 0-for-1. He struck out and walked. Connor Cole would be next. He's the third baseman on deck. First pitch is down in the dirt there from Williams. 1-0. Williams out of Alturas, California. Playing for the North, I guess, somewhat hometown 45s here. He's from Northern California. 1-0 here on Bradley. And that one looks like it hit him, and it did, yes. That one got a little away from Williams there, up and in, and it looks like he got him on the left arm. So runners on first and second now. With one down. That'll bring up the number 8 here, Connor Cole. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Both of those against Brett Bovee, so he's glad to see a new pitcher in there. So a single by Acosta, then a strikeout, then a walk. And Solano has their first man in scoring position on the evening. That's a called strike there from Williams. Now, it looks like we've got a pinch hitter here for Connor Cole. Let me get you the info on that one here. 1 second. Nonetheless, it's 0-1 as Williams fired in a strike. That's a chopped foul. That's number 20, Connor Dick. So he pinch hits for Cole. It's 0-2 here now.
Last call for alcohol, fans. Last call for alcohol.
Runners on first and second, one out. 0-2 count here on Connor Dick. Jack Bowles on deck. That one's outside, 1-2 now. Williams keeps that ball hidden from the hitter for a long time, ends up throwing slightly across his body. Good deception. Almost looks like he's slinging it right at you. He's got him down 1-2 here. That's a called third strike. And that'll end the inning. No, that'll end the... Jonathan Alvarez faked me out, too. He tossed it back to the mound as if that was the third out of the inning. But only two. So the crowd has a good laugh here. And can't blame Alvarez as The top halves of the innings have gone so fast here tonight. Only two hits and two walks total as the Solano Mudcats have what qualifies for a rally tonight. They have a man to second base for the first time here in the eighth inning. That's a chopper right back to the mound. The pitcher, Williams, is going to take it and throw it to first. So 1-3 on the putout. One pitch out there. That'll end the inning. Another scoreless frame. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 14-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back here in the bottom of the eighth. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 bringing you Colt 45's Baseball. It's been all Reading here tonight, 14-0. Four more here in the bottom of the seventh. To really put this one out of reach, we've got a new pitcher here for the Solano Mudcats. We'll get you that info as it becomes available. Due up for your 45s here is going to be DJ Porter, Jonathan Alvarez, and Zach Taylor, 7, 8, 9 hitters. Porter's 1-for-4 with an RBI double. He's also scored a run. At a Cal Baptist University. And he'll be hitting against number 24, Maxwell Bradley, who started the game at shortstop. Get you the lineup changes here as they become available. So it'll be Bradley pitching against DJ Porter here in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank them for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continuing to give back to our community and playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Muse Concrete and MuseConcrete.com and Palomar Builders since 1982. Here in Northern California, proud sponsors of the 45s and high school football in the fall. One ball and one strike now on Porter. Bradley fires one in there down low. Breaking ball in the dirt. 2-1. On deck is Alvarez. He's walked his last three times. And you can't blame Solano for doing that because the one time they didn't walk him, he hit a home run. Officially 1-for-1 with three walks. A home run. And three runs scored. So 3-1 count here on DJ Porter. And he fouls that one back. Good cut on a good pitch to hit. 3-2 now. Pitcher steps off, takes his time. Now Maxwell Bradley ready to go. 2-2. 3-2 now, and that ball is fouled back. Oh, Full count here on DJ Porter, leading off the bottom of the eighth in a 14-0 Reading lead. And that's a walk, so a good at-bat there as he works the base on balls. So here's Alvarez on base four times in four tries. Three walks and a big fly. Led off the fourth. Pardon me, led off the third with a home run. And they haven't pitched to him since. But he has scored two out of the three times that they've walked him since then, so... Pick your poison with Jonathan Alvarez here tonight. It's 14-0, runner on first. Oh and one now on Alvarez. Bradley gets the sign from Montaveros. Now comes set. That one is in there for a strike. Quick 0-2 here on the catcher, number 8 hitter. Zach Taylor on deck. Two hits in his last two at-bats. He's got an RBI tonight. 1-for-3. He's also scored a run and drawn a walk. That one down in the dirt kicks away from Montaveros, and moving up to second is Porter. So a free 90 feet. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. It's been all 45s here tonight. Game two of a three-game series. We're going to line up and do it one more time tomorrow night. 6 p.m. start tomorrow for the getaway game. And then we've got Monday off and Tuesday, Wednesday, two-game series against the visiting Humboldt Crabs. That ball skips back to the backstop, but Porter doesn't get a good read on it at second. And he's going to stay put. Two balls, two strikes here. Humboldt going to come visit us on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then next month we're going to go see them for a two-game series in the middle of the week. In July... They've all down in the dirt there. That two-game series in Humboldt, our last two road games of the year. That's going to be July 26th and 27th. If you've got aspiring young baseball players in your life, have them sign up for the Reading Cold 45 Summer Youth Camp, July 11th, 12th, and 13th. Go to readingcold45s.com for the entire schedule and all the information you'll need. That's a walk to Alvarez there, his fourth walk of the night. In his last four plate appearances, that'll bring up Zach Taylor. As I mentioned, a two-game set against Humboldt here on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And starting Friday, July 1st, 10 games in 10 days for us here. We'll have them all right here for you on KCNR 1460. First pitch in there to Taylor is a strike, 0-1. Porter out at second. Alvarez at first. Taylor fouls that one back, 0-2 now. On deck is Torres Torioka. News coming across the wire today that would-be free agent Kevin Durant will not take a meeting with the LA Lakers. So sorry to my friend Andy out there. You're not getting Kevin Durant on the Lakers next year. Swing and a miss, and down goes Taylor. He reportedly is taking meetings with the Spurs, the Oklahoma City Thunder, who he currently plays for, and the Golden State Warriors. So an interesting development there. The Thunder, of course, squandering a 3-1 lead over the Warriors in Western Conference Finals, and perhaps Durant thinking if you can't beat them, join them. That would be quite a formidable team if you add Kevin Durant to a team that already won 73 games this year. So a lot of fun speculation there. We had a report earlier this week. We mentioned on the Tuesday version of the North Isle Sports Hour that Dirk Nowitzki might be a possible addition to the Warriors as well, the 18-year veteran and NBA champion, former MVP. 0-1 count here on Torres Torioka with a called strike, and he tops that one foul. It's 0-2 here. It's that fun speculation off-season time of year. We just had the NBA draft and the NHL draft this year. This week, I should say. But it's baseball season. Colt 45's up 14-0 here. Runners on first and second here for the top of the lineup. Torres Torioka. And he's down 0-2. Watches that one outside 1-2 now. 45's got off to a good start here tonight with one run in the first and one in the third. Then two in the fourth and a big six-run fifth inning. And then four more in the seventh. As it's been early and often here. That one gets to the backstop. Both runners are going to move up. Alvarez up to second now. And Porter over to third. Alvarez has already scored three times. Porter scored once. They're in scoring position now with two down, or rather one down here. And a 2-2 count. That's a ground ball up the middle. At least one run's going to score. That's going to get through. And stopping its third is going to be Alvarez. So Alvarez over to third. Porter scores. It's 15-0 Redding. Call it a single and an RBI for Ryan Torres Torioka. And some of the fans with an early day tomorrow starting to clear out here. As we're in the bottom of the eighth in a comfortable margin here for the 45s. 15-0. Similar offensive put out tonight for Redding as last night when they won 13-2. That's a chopper up the middle by J.J. Hancock. Tagging the base and throwing to first. That's a double play. Nicely done there. 6-3 on the put out. And that'll end the inning. So just like that, the bottom of the eighth is over. One more run for Redding. 15-0. We head to the top of the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the ninth here, Redding Colt 45 is trying to close out game two of a three-game series against the visiting Solano Mudcats. 13-12 victory last night in a come-from-behind victory where they took the lead for the last time in the eighth inning. On a sack fly by Ryan Williams. Tonight it's been all 45s. They took the lead in the bottom of the first and have not looked back. It's been 15-0. Brett Bovee, your starter, with six innings of shutout ball, one hit, one walk, eight strikeouts. He's in line for the win. Coming in to pitch the ninth inning is Andrew Arnold, the lefty. He relieves Blake Williams, the Santa Rosa Junior College right-hander who threw two scoreless. Arnold, a 6'4 lefty out of Santa Clara, California. Just finished up his freshman year at Sacramento City College, pardon me. And it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here for Solano. They're just going to get some guys some at-bats here. That one misses from Arnold, 1-0 here. This is left-handed hitter Jordan Viteg here, number 13. Two balls, no strikes here. Lefty-on-lefty matchup, Arnold. In to pitch the ninth here. That one in there first right now, 2-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role here in Northern California. That's Palomar Builders and Muse Concrete. MuseConcrete.com for all your construction needs. Proud sponsors of the 45s here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Two balls, two strikes after the called strike here on the pinch hitter, Vitas. Arnold now steps off, waits for a new sign from Alvarez. Now he comes set. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. So Arnold strikes out the first man he faces. That'll bring up Marcus Wise. He's 0 for 3. Two groundouts and a lineout. The 45s have faced just three over the minimum here. There's three pitchers here working on a shutout. Bovee went the first six, then Blake Williams. The right-hander out of Santa Rosa Junior College pitched the seventh and eighth. Andrew Arnold here. On to pitch the ninth, 0-1, and that one down low. They're going to appeal down to first. He did not go, so 1-1 now. One ball and one strike. Arnold now gets the sign. Alvarez wants it outside. He kicks and fires. That ball is down in the dirt, 2-1 now. Colt 45's lefty comes set. Now he's ready with the 2-1. And Wise grounds that to third, and it's going to slip past Jake Taylor. Tried to catch that one while he was still moving to his left, and it kicks under his glove. That'll be a single. First hit of the game for Marcus Wise, just the third hit of the game. Overall for Solano, it's been all Redding here. That'll bring up Michael Driscoll. He's 1-for-3, singled in the fourth. He's also struck out and flown out. Just three singles, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Five base runners total here against Colt 45's pitching for the Solano Mudcats. That one misses 1-0. Jack Bowles, the second baseman, is in there. He grounded into double play, struck out, and grounded out to the pitcher. He's 0-for-3 tonight. Runner on first, one out. Wise, the speedster, center fielder for Solano out there at first. Down in the dirt, Alvarez. Knocks it down. 2-0 here. Arnold trying to preserve the shutout here as the 45's up 15-0. It's been an offensive showcase. Every 45's hitter has at least one hit and has scored at least one run, and the vast majority of them have at least one RBI. Solo home runs on the night by Jonathan Alvarez and J.J. Hancock. Two balls and one strike now here. Here's Arnold. Swing and a miss. By Bowles, it's 2-2 now. Arnold now comes set. He's ready with a 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck out Bowles. There's two down, and now Solano's down to their last out. It'll be the Yeah, we're going to have another pinch hitter here. That's Brandon Natuzzi. He's actually in the DH spot as they burn the DH. Jaden Lane left the game when the shortstop, Bradley, became the pitcher. So Natuzzi now will hit. With two down, first pitch misses there from Arnold. Here's the 1-0. And just a little bit low, 2-0 now. Coming up on 10 o'clock here, Reading trying to close out this Game 2 victory. We'll do it one more time tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the getaway game. That's a line drive out to right field right at J.J. Hancock, and he's going to come in and make the shoestring catch for the third out, and that'll end the ball game. 45s win 15 to nothing on the strength of a six-run fifth and a four-run seventh. An absolutely command performance by Brett Bovee. We'll talk to him on the Colt 45's postgame show here right after the game, right after these messages. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go,
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're back here in the post Colt 45's postgame show. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460. And last night, a 13-12 come-from-behind victory, two separate comebacks, and they needed every single one of those 13 runs. Tonight, a slightly different story. 45's win in a squeaker, 15-0. They scored the first run of the game in the first and never looked back as they had six shutout innings, one walk, one hit, eight strikeouts, a command performance tonight by starter Brett Bovee. And he's with us here tonight. He's our Colt 45's player of the game. As I mentioned, you guys had now the bullpen picked you up as well through three scoreless innings to close out the game. But you guys faced only a two, three, four hitters over the minimum for the entire game. It looked like you were locked in ahead in the count. Seemed like it was 0-2 or 1-2 on just about every hitter. I think I counted one guy you went 3-0 on. Did you feel as locked in as you looked? And how fun is it when you're basically being able to put it almost anywhere you want to?
Yeah, absolutely. I was really locked in tonight. And you said it yourself, you know, just getting ahead of everybody. I was just pounding the zone, and I was hitting every single spot. And that was the big difference tonight.
Now, everybody in the lineup, your lineup picked you up early and often. As we mentioned, they had the big sixth-run inning and another four-run inning in the fifth and the seventh, respectively. Jonathan Alvarez, your catcher, with a home run and four walks. He hit a home run in his first at-bat, and then they didn't want to mess with him after that. Ended up scoring three runs as well. Every single guy in the lineup had at least one hit and one run, and most of them had at least one RBI as well. A total team performance. You were absolutely locked in. A one run would have been enough, but when you have a lead like that and it's a comfortable lead, you can basically just go out there and focus on what you're doing. And you're trying to keep a mindset, I'm sure, like it's 0-0, but it's got to take a little bit off your shoulders when you know you've got a cushion like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just coming from the spring season, I didn't have a lot of run support, so coming over here and having my team put up over 10 runs every game, you know, it allows you to go right after hitters and make contact with them. You don't have to be so fine in the strike zone.
And you had 8 strikeouts here tonight, your third consecutive win. You had 5 innings on Sunday against the Humboldt B-52s, getting the win there, as well as 5 innings in your previous start against the Reading Tigers. So 3 straight wins here. But tonight, absolutely your best game thus far. As you mentioned, just 2 base runners, 45s between you and Blake Williams, who threw 2 scoreless. And then Andrew Arnold closed it out in the ninth. Just go 4 batters over the minimum, an absolute command performance. We're here with Brett Bovee. You're listed as Las Vegas, Nevada, the Academy of the Art University. Just finished up your junior year there. Assuming once you're done with your long MLB career, what would you like to do? What are you doing over there at Academy of the Art that you want to do later in life?
Yeah, right now I'm doing the game programming major. So right now I'm just learning how to program for video games. I'm doing scripting for it as well. So once I graduate, I hope to either become a game engineer or a game programmer, whichever works out. And even if that doesn't work, I'm learning a lot of different skills in computer science, so I could even potentially be a software developer or something like that.
So what difficulty setting do you play MLB 16, the show, on? And I guess that's the next question, because I haven't gotten the new copy. I'm still working on 15. But is that kind of like what you're talking about, sports gaming, or just overall?
Just overall. I mean, I probably shouldn't even admit this, but I don't really play sports games except for FIFA. I'm an Xbox guy, so they didn't even have baseball games on that. But maybe I'll work on one someday.
You hear that, Microsoft and Bill Gates and everybody over there? Get on the baseball game on the Xbox console. You're dropping the ball. PlayStation is eating your lunch on MLB The Show. Those exclusive titles on one platform, I don't know why they do that. It doesn't make a lot of sense. You would think you would want to get the most people on there. We're talking with Brett Bovee here, your winning pitcher tonight. 6 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts, just 1 hit, 1 walk as the 45s cruise to a 15-0 victory in Game 2 of the 3-game series. One more game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You'll hear it here on 1460, where you get all your Reading Colt 45s broadcast. We'll also be streaming it live on KCNR1460.com. Anybody want to say hi to that might be listening out there?
Yeah, I'm sure Dad's listening. Hey, Phil, what's up?
So that's Brett Bovee, your player of the game here tonight. Once again, your final score, Reading 15, Solano 0. We'll do it one more time tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll be right here on KCNR 1460 for Matty Novelli and my engineer, Jared King, back in the studio. And everybody here at Tiger Field making Colt 45's baseball possible. Our sponsors, Reading Kia, Turtle Bay, Palomar Builders, and Muse Concrete. Bringing you Colt 45's baseball on the radio. I've been Kyle DeFore. Thank you for listening tonight. Tune in tomorrow again at 6. We'll do it one more time against the Solano Mudcats. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball presentation by KCNR 1460. We'll see you again tomorrow night.
A 12-year-old boy so badly she left marks on their bodies, but since her arrest, she's received an outpouring of support. This week, Louisiana State Treasurer John Kennedy said Spears should not have been arrested for disciplining her children with corporal punishment. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry said Friday that he's grateful his mother used a rod to teach right from wrong. The Attorney General is reviewing the case. Patrick Frost reporting.
Authorities say a 6-year-old New Jersey boy playing with a gun fatally shot his 4-year-old brother in the head. Essex County Prosecutor's Office says the boy's 22-year-old mother has been arrested and charged with endangering the welfare of a child and a weapons violation charge. News and analysis at townhall.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Broadcasting from the number one news network in North America, it's the show for the next generation of Americans. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
Hillary Clinton has perfected the politics of personal profit and even theft. She ran the State Department like her own personal hedge fund.
I know Donald hates it when anyone points out how hollow his sales pitch really is. And I guess my speech yesterday must have gotten under his skin.
He hit her where she's most vulnerable, which is corruption. People don't trust her. People think she's a self-dealer.
Pursuant to the order of the House of June 8, 2016, the unfinished business is further consideration.
How many more mothers, how many more fathers need to shed tears of grief before we do something?
I own an AR-15. If you're on this list, it doesn't bother me one bit that you can't buy one right away.
This is unprecedented. They were blocking business. So they weren't just standing up for rights. They were taking away rights.
Do you have authority as AFRICOM commander to go after ISIL targets in Africa on your own?
I do not.
Do you think that would be wise to have that authority?
It would be wise.
That is a public frustration and an expression that he would like to have the authorities normally an operational commander has, and he does not have
it. America's solutions are discussed here.
We're back, everybody. Brian Kilmeade here. This hour, we're going to be joined by Alex Conant. He is one of the communications guys who was trying to get Marco Rubio, the next president of the United States. We're a longtime communication person with Rubio. Now he's in his own business. I can't wait to get his perspective on Marco Rubio deciding to go for another 6 years in the Senate. And Abin Shapiro will be joining us, too. But meanwhile, let's get to the big three.
Brian's Big Three.
Latest on the Orlando shooting, Catherine Herridge with a big report last night that indicated that Omar Mateen was on the phone with somebody else besides the SWAT team and the hostage negotiators the night of the big attack. Will we ever see those transcripts if indeed that was the case? That, according to eyewitnesses who were taping him while they were being held against their will or clinging to their life. Unbelievable that we had an attorney general come out yesterday and say we're going to defeat the terrorists with love. That has got to stop.
Number two.
The Democrats have a sit-in on the House floor trying to get gun rights legislation presented, but the Speaker of the House says we don't have it from the Senate, and we're off until July 5th. So they decide to sit in and scream. What do you think about that?
Number one.
Donald Trump with a monster speech yesterday, by far his most... His eloquent attack on his opponent to date, even if you take his other 16 opponents that he vanquished. Will it be well received? I think yes. Will other people who have interviews with Hillary Clinton, whether they're phoners or in person, say, hey, Donald Trump brought up this, this, and this. How do you respond? Or will it be like the New York Times and make the Donald Trump speech page 21 and Hillary Clinton page 1? Well, joining me right now is Chris Wallace, who's had to work quite a lot because Brett Baer is off and he's still got to do his show. Chris, how are you dealing with that?
It is, I deserve combat pay because Lord knows, I mean, compared to people who go out and actually work for a living, for me to have to anchor for an hour, it's exhausting. It's a nightmare. I can't, no. We are the luckiest people on earth. We have really easy jobs and they pay us a lot to do them. I'm doing fine.
Well, except the easy. I'll take the I word. You yesterday get word that Senator Marco Rubio is going to run again after he said, I don't want anything to do with this job. It's very frustrating, and I'm not going to show up much. What was that like? How did that come down that he went to you first?
Well, he didn't. In fairness, he didn't go to me first. He went to Special Report first. And Rubio and I have had an interesting history. I am very fond of him. I admire him a lot. But, you know, as you know, I like to ask tough questions. He comes in for the interview, and it's me. And he turns to one of his aides and goes, gosh, I've been out of practice. I haven't done an interview in like 4 months. And the first one is with Chris Wallace. So in any case, it turned out fine. I have to say I'm surprised. I thought he was going to leave. He certainly had expressed his frustration with being in the Senate, first of all, under a Democratic majority and then with a Democratic president. And there's a good chance that one or both of those will happen next year. And I asked him, and I was fascinated by his answer. He said, I think one of the things that we can do in the Senate is that we can be a check and balance on bad ideas coming from the president. I said, well, that makes sense if you're talking about Clinton as president, but what about if it's Trump? And he said, yeah. No, you know, he said, I've made it clear what my feelings are about Donald Trump. I think we may have to be a check and balance on some of his ideas and encourage him to do the right things. Pretty interesting stance for a Republican senator to take seeking reelection.
Yeah, I mean, very interesting. So he comes back. His highest hurdle, and I know he's leading by 7 against common opponents on the early polling, and he'll get the nomination on the Republican side. Everybody's backing out, it seems. But his problem is going to be the thing is you said you didn't want it. You disparaged the Senate, and you didn't show up much. So if he can overcome that, he'll get it because Republicans will do anything to keep that Senate seat. Plus, he's very popular, I understand, in the Senate.
Yeah, absolutely. The question is he popular in Florida? Because the fact is he got trounced during the Republican primary there by Donald Trump. I will say this, though, and I am surprised that he decided to come back. But let's write a scenario where Hillary Clinton ends up as president and maybe the Democrats take the Senate. Marco Rubio then becomes, along with Paul Ryan, one of the leading spokesmen over the next 4 years for the Republican Party, both in Congress and outside of Congress. So, you know, you could see a situation, and I think this certainly factored into it, that there's no question in my mind this guy still wants to be president, and he may have decided that, you know, I'm not crazy about the Senate, but being there is a lot better platform than trying to be outside, making some money, but being Joe Citizen.
Absolutely. And I think if you look at Rudy Giuliani and Governor Mike Huckabee, same thing. They were fine candidates, but they were out of a job. They were doing other things. And when they go to run for the top job, they say, well, what have you done? I mean, Mike Huckabee has been a great commentator and a host, and he's a great guy and handled all types of issues. His popularity rose. But a lot of people say, well, it's been a long time. You're talking about issues that haven't really been in the forefront of the newspapers for about 8-10 years.
Yeah, the only thing that I would say contrary to that is look at Ronald Reagan, who had been out of office, I think, for 4 years when he ran in 1980. He'd had his 2 terms as governor of maybe it was even six years when he was running for president in 1980. He'd been a 2-term governor of California. But he was able to stay. He was an unusual guy because he was so much a movement figure that, you know, when he had the platform, he did those radio spots a couple of times a week on, and I have to say, you know, the best voice in the world. I remember as I was shaving, I had a radio in my bathroom, and I'd listen to him. This is Ronald Reagan, and he'd give you his view of the world, and he just maintained a hold on the people. But it's awfully hard to do nowadays if you don't have that. I mean, Huckabee did. I was always surprised when Huckabee left Fox because I thought the show he did on Saturdays on Fox was a great platform for him.
Yeah, this is Chris Wallace. Of course, he's getting set for Fox News Sunday while still hosting Special Report. I didn't think that could be done, but he's proving everybody wrong.
What do you mean? You do 10 hours of TV a week. No, you do 15 hours of TV a week, right? You do 3 hours a day?
Yep.
So that's 15 hours, and then how many hours do you do this radio show?
Same thing.
So you're doing 30 hours of TV and radio a week?
Yeah.
And you're you're making a big deal about me?
Well, I mean, it's a lot harder. What'd you do?
Well, let me just say, being inside my head is a lot harder. Nobody wants to be there.
Chris, I got to bring you to the speech yesterday with Donald Trump and get your take on it. I mean, some of the things that he went out, he pivoted a little bit on the Muslim ban and talked about how Muslims are being killed by these terror groups. He talked about her foreign policy, meaning Hillary Clinton's, on ISIS, the Iraq pullout, Libya aftermath, Mubarak being abandoned. He talked about basically her track record, the private server, and some ancient things, her stance on free trade, the TPP, deleted from her book. I didn't even know that on when it was reprinted. Her support for the TPP is not in there, and she failed the 3 a.m. test. It seemed like a more traditional and certainly a white-hot speech that he delivered. How did it resonate in Washington, or at least on your desk?
I think that people thought, where has this guy been?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point. And this is what's driving Republicans so crazy, because there is a case to be made, Lord knows, there's a heck of a case to be made against Hillary Clinton, and Trump has tapped into something, as he did in the primaries, that he's the change agent, he's the real outsider in the year of the outsider, who can shake things up. And, you know, and his talk, and I think he said it 14 or 15 times, that the system is rigged, the economic system is rigged, the political system is rigged, and he's the guy that's going to shake it up. That's the Donald Trump who could win. But, you know, when he gets into these silly sidebars about a judge in California on the Trump University case, when he makes it about him instead of about the American people, he's making a big mistake. That's the question. Does he have the discipline to stay on this path, whether he's speaking with a teleprompter or speaking off the cuff, where he's making it a referendum on Hillary Clinton, making it a referendum on business as usual? That candidate could win the presidency. The candidate who's running, you know, who's been running over the last 2 or 3 weeks,
oh my goodness,
and really the 7 weeks since he wrapped up the thing in Indiana, has very little chance of winning the presidency. So that's the question. It's all up to him.
And it's going to be up to the team he assembles. And he said he's raised $11 million in the last few days. They said he just looked at his list that he asked to go show up at his rallies, ask him for money, and the money came. Yesterday, how do you rate the Periscope type viewing? And that's the live streaming app that anyone can have. Facebook has it too. That we saw take place of the big sit-in on the floor in the House amongst Democrats yesterday.
Well, you and I are going to disagree on this, I suspect. I like it. I grew up in the 60s when politics was often theater. And look, it's been that way through our whole history, and Republicans have done it. I mean, I remember when Newt Gingrich used to give speeches on the floor of the House. They used to have what they called 1 minute, so they could make a speech. This is after C-SPAN started in the 70s, and there'd be nobody on the floor. Everybody would have gone home, but he'd make a speech, and hundreds of thousands or millions of people would watch it, and they didn't know that the floor was completely empty until Tip O'Neill got crazy and decided to show the empty floor. But you know, politics is theater. And I'm not saying whether I agree or disagree with these guys. They feel strongly about gun control. They want to see something passed. If they can take advantage of modern media to do it, more power to them. I'd say the same thing for Republicans in a Democratic-controlled Congress. Now, tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh, I'm going to give people a little color. Here's Congressman John Lewis, a civil rights leader, Cut 16.
It took us 3 times to make it all the way from Selma to Montgomery. We have other bridges to cross. And when we come back in July, we'll start all over again.
What I would love to see happen is if somebody looked out for our national interest instead of their party interest, and the national interest would be if there was a Republican president and they didn't think they were strong enough on terror, thought he was softballing the truth, not leveling with the American people. Instead, you had Hillary Clinton meet with them in the morning, and the next thing you know, they're motivated to sit in and have this type of display about guns, which I am all for someone on the terror watch list not getting a gun. And I think there's some play there amongst Republicans, even the most conservative on that. And I thought that story wasn't even reaching the House, and I thought that they just had an opportunity to steal the thunder away from Loretta Lynch's idiotic just love them statement,
and the contradiction from the State Department on the president's policies, and the contradiction from the CIA director going against the president's stance. I saw everything going against the president, so they said, well, I have an idea. Let's steal the pages. Let's steal the news page.
I don't agree with that. I mean, look, I don't think that's what this is about. Look, they feel strongly about guns. Chris Murphy, last week spoke for 15 hours. You can agree or disagree with him on that, but, you know, just like Ted Cruz speaking for 14 or 15 hours when he filibustered, or Rand Paul. I love politics as theater.
Because
Obamacare
was
good.
I thought it was useless for Ted Cruz to do that because we know Obamacare wasn't going to get repealed by Obama.
Well, that's all right. But and I suspect they're not going to pass anything here, but it's more power to him. If he feels strongly about it, there has to be a place for that.
I respect you saying
country.
That, and I do say this. I was stunned to find out, and I did not know this, that if you're on the terror watch list, you will pass a background check. I was stunned to find out on the no-fly list. If you're on the no-fly list, you can pass a background check. I know Steve Hayes was on it and Congressman Lewis was on it, and that's wrong. But I don't want somebody being watched as a terrorist, not yet arrested, getting a gun.
So then what's wrong with Chris Murphy? Because this, you're saying exactly.
Right.
Because Chris Murphy and John Lewis are saying.
Well, what I was saying in the Senate, there has to be a way for them to get something done. And when I saw four bills get gummed up in the Senate, I realized they got to wait till July 5th. Instead, they sit down there and they say they want to be heard and vote on a piece of legislation that's not going to get passed. I think there's some common ground. You got seven Republicans who actually agree with what I just said and every Democrat. So there's actually something that can get something done on that applies to what happened.
This didn't gum up the works. And let me just make this point. We're talking about it. So they got what they wanted. Sitting here talking about it. It's been all over Fox News and all the other news channels. Incidentally, is that true? Because I heard you at the beginning, and I often find what you say not to be true. Is it true that the Trump speech was on page 820 or something?
No, page 21. Page 21.
Of the time?
Yep, and that's just Brian Kilmeade, not even a brain room search. I sat there looking for the...
I think you're your own personal brain room. Come on, knock it off.
Thank you. You overestimate my intellect once again, but
no,
I'll hold
you
to it.
I think I probably underestimate.
Thank you. Chris, it's always great to talk to you. And
well, can we talk about who I'm going to have on the show?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay, we're going to have Newt Gingrich on the show, who, again, I'm amazed he's coming on. I'm delighted because he's one of the front runners. By all lights, to be the running mate for Donald Trump. And for the first time in this campaign, we will have Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, Robbie Moog, to talk about her campaign and the advantages she has and where things stand right now. So it'll be an all-general election Fox News Sunday. I'm sure we'll also talk about the sit-in. Maybe they'll still be there on Sunday. Maybe we'll be live from the floor of the House.
Chris,
that'd
Wallace,
be fun. I'll stream the show.
It's going to be great.
Kilmeade and Friends.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Kilmeade from the Kilmeade and Friends radio show. If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Yup, it's called Super Beets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Super Beets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body. This equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. That's what you need to know. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure as well. You know, I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Plus, Super Beets now comes in black cherry flavor. So if the taste was holding you back before, then now is the time to try it. Get a 30-day supply for free with your very first order. For free. Plus, get the book Beat the Odds. Free, and a free shipping is thrown in as well. Call 1-800-541-2516. That's 1-800-541-2516. Or log on to briansbeets.com. That's briansbeets.com.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come
come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
We're back. Josh has been waiting online very patiently. He's in Williamsburg, Virginia. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Brian. How are you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, fantastic. So, one of two things really, but I'll just stick to the sit-in issue for now. You know, the FBI has homicide data tables. The most current that I can find are from 2014, and it shows that only 3% of total firearm homicides are caused by rifles. Of the 8,124 deaths by firearm, homicides by firearm, 5,562 of them were from handguns. So I find it really interesting that the Democrats would hold a sit-in based on 3% of all the deaths. It really is a rhetorical device.
But how do you feel? I agree with you on that, and that's never going to get changed. But how do you feel about the terror watch list?
It's funny. So the terror watch list is one thing. But what about the no-fly list? Right?
64,000 on it. 64,000 on the no-fly list.
My mom at one point was on the no-fly list. She has one of the most
the cleanest average
American-sounding names that you would ever imagine. My mom.
Yeah, I don't know. They got to clean. If they can clean up the list and make it accurate, like, for example, we're pretty sure you're not going to be picked up for armed robbery. You haven't done it. If they could clean that up, there's 64,000 on that. On the terror watch list, 800,000 names. If they could prove, say, we're going to take 6 months, we're going to get some experts to analyze it, I am all for the next Al-Qaeda terrorist not casing us and saying we can get a gun easy.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind,
1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal, 4 to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as
as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The Chicago Police Department makes the Dean's List for helping a few young women celebrate the Daddy Daughters Dance at the South Cultural Center in the neighborhood. For the girls that went, that didn't have a dad, or whose father couldn't attend, police officers stepped in, as they had done last year, to escort the ladies to their annual soiree. Sergeant Kimberly Woods talks about the event and how special it is.
After last year's event, we had several officers and the young ladies that they escorted, they kept up with one another. And it really kind of bridged a gap. It let the girls know that officers are just people too. And yeah, we dance and we kind of dance funny like your dads do.
The participants enjoyed dancing, refreshments, and even a goodie bag from the officers and the sponsors. 150 girls attended the dance, doubling last year's attendance. Thank you, Chicago Police Department, for helping your city's daughters enjoy a special night of their own. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
It was only when he told me that not only did he think I should run, he wanted me to run, that I took the time to go back to Florida and spend the weekend, Father's Day weekend, with my family. And in between pressure cleaning the driveway and watching the NBA Finals on Sunday night, we spent a lot of time praying and thinking about this. And we had two paths before us. One of them was the one we had originally intended, which is a path that would have been more comfortable and politically, quite frankly, perhaps even better. But as a family together, we chose to try to make a difference, not just in the outcome of this election, but what the next 6 years will look like for America.
Marco Rubio, last night on a special report, making it official, he will try to get reelected for the next 6 years from Florida as the U.S. Senator there. That person he was referring to was his good friend Carlos Lopez Quintero. He is the lieutenant governor, and he was going to run for that seat. He had Marco's endorsement, but he changed gears. Someone who knows Marco Rubio as well as anybody, work with him, try to make him the next president of the United States. It's Alex Conant. And Alex, by the way, is doing his own thing now. He's with Firehouse Strategies, a brand new full-service public affairs firm started by he and Terry Sullivan. Alex, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Surprised?
I am surprised. I talked to Marco a couple of weeks ago, and his intent then was to leave the Senate at the end of the year and join the private sector and, frankly, make some money and spend some more time with his family and then keep options open for running for office in the future. But, the events of the last couple of weeks and really just talking to a lot of people in Florida, he reconsidered. And as he said in the clip he just played over the weekend, he decided that there's just too much at stake in this election to walk away from public service right now. So he's going to run for reelection. He's got a website up already at MarcoRubio.com where people can join his effort. And Florida's a competitive state. I mean, this is not the path of least resistance or least risk. It's going to be a competitive race, but he enters it with a lot of great supporters in Florida.
Well, I mean, he does, but he also said he didn't like being in the U.S. Senate. He wasn't showing up that much. How is he going to overcome that?
Well, he's been frustrated in the U.S. Senate, and I think most people are frustrated with the U.S. Senate. Not a lot has gotten done in Washington over the last couple of years, especially when Harry Reid was the majority leader. But he has, to his credit, gotten some things done. For instance, he passed legislation putting sanctions on human rights abusers, led the fight to fund efforts to combat the Zika virus, which is a huge deal in Florida. He led the effort successfully to reform the Veterans Affairs Committee, bring accountability to Veterans Affairs Agency. But look, I mean, Washington is broken. Washington is stuck in gridlock. He's frustrated by it, but that doesn't mean you just walk away from it. That means that you do what he's doing, which is run for reelection and try to be part of the solution.
Here is he went on MSNBC a little bit later and talked about being a check on the president, any president. Cut 25.
I did change my mind. I never said I was perfect or I had all the answers. And look, the bottom line is I feel deeply that no matter who's elected president of the United States, we're going to need a Senate that has people willing to check and balance that.
Wow. That's kind of odd for a Republican to want to keep in check a Republican president. And he wanted to let much detail with Chris Wiles. Does that surprise you, Alex?
Not at all. And I don't think it surprises any of your listeners. His differences with Donald Trump on certain policies is very well established, and no more so in Florida, where they had the very heated primary earlier this year. Look, if Hillary Clinton is president, we cannot let her have a majority in the Senate. The Senate would turn into a rubber stamp for her agenda. That's a big part of why he's running for re-election. That Florida Senate seat is critical, and the reason why so many other Republicans wanted him to run for re-election is in part because our best chance of keeping that seat Republican is with Marco on the ballot this fall.
Alex, are you going to work with him, Alex?
Yeah, I'll be advising his campaign. I told him, if he regardless of what he decided, he had my full support. And so when he told me he was running for re-election, I said I'd be happy to help out.
So is he a client?
Yeah, he's Firehouse Strategies is going to be helping his campaign, as well as a lot of grassroots folks in Florida. A lot of people from his presidential campaign want to be helpful. It's really been just in the last 24 hours the amount of support he's gotten has been really overwhelming. It's a reminder of how he left the when he dropped out of the presidential race. It was clear that he had a very bright future because there are a lot of people around the country and especially in Florida that. That really admire him and support him.
So tell me if this matters to you. We were just discussing this with Chris Wallace. When you see Governor Mike Huckabee, who was out of it and ran for president, he never resonated. Rudy Giuliani was out of it, didn't have an office in the interim. And when he went to run for president, he never got traction. Do you think that plays into it at all? He wants to be in the fray. Should he want to do this in 2020?
No, to the contrary. I mean, most of his advisors, in fact, I think all of his advisors told him, look, if you want to run for president in 2020, the safest play, leave the Senate now, make money, have a platform as an outside, outside of Washington, and run, essentially presidential campaigns are 2-3 year endeavors now. So, start running for president right away. And that's not what he wanted to do. I mean, he, at the end of the day, decided that, there's too much at stake in the Senate right now in this Senate race in Florida for him to walk away. And, he's not taking any pledges in terms of what his future is going to hold. He's sort of done with that after changing his mind on running for re-election. But I can tell you he's running for re-election because he wants to serve Florida in the United States Senate. He wants to be a check on whoever the next president is, be it Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. We need the Senate to serve as a check and balance, not a rubber stamp for Hillary Clinton.
Former communication director with Marco Rubio, Alex Conant with us. Alex, a few more minutes. First off, on that speech that Donald Trump laid out, here's a little of it. Here is Donald Trump, I think, coining a new phrase that he's already printing on shirts and hats. Cut one.
She believes she's entitled to the office. Her campaign slogan is, I'm with her. You know what my response is to that? I'm with you, the American people. She thinks it's all about her. I know it's all about you. I know it's all about making America great again for all Americans.
So I'm with you seems to have emerged from that speech. First off, where do you grade the speech? How effective? And what about that slogan?
That was a home run. I mean, I think this is what he needs to do every day between now and the election to be competitive with Hillary Clinton. And I thought that turn of phrase, I'm with you, the American people, was very well done. I think for the first time in a while, really, we see Hillary Clinton on defense and Trump on offense. It's a good turn of events. I've been very concerned about the trajectory of this race. But I was encouraged by Trump's speech yesterday.
Alex, I know you were one of the many people that were upset with the direction of it. From your opinion, because you know how campaigns work, the subtraction of Corey Lewandowski, is that a plus for the Trump team?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I give Corey a lot of credit for getting Trump this far. I mean, clearly what Trump did in the primaries was historic and unprecedented, and I think Corey deserves credit for that. The campaign was in a bad trajectory in the general election. I mean, he's not raising enough money. He doesn't have a big enough organization. He's got messaging problems. And of course, if taking Corey out of the campaign is a way to turn it around, then I suppose that was the right move for Trump to do. I don't think any single staffer can be blamed for where we are right now. And similarly, I don't think adding any single staffer at this point is going to fix all the problems overnight. Trump is facing big challenges in this race from just the electoral map, the current polling. It's real, his lack of funding compared to Hillary Clinton. He's got a real uphill battle against him. And the speech yesterday was a step in the right direction.
All right. Alex Conant, thanks so much. Congratulations on your latest client. You're very familiar with him, Marco Rubio. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thanks, Brian.
He's back running for president. Bob, listening on FM News Talk 97.1 in St. Louis. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good. I just want to share some information. This just came across. The Supreme Court has decided to effectively uphold a nationwide injunction blocking the Obama administration from their big push to legalize a whole bunch of illegal immigrants here, because it leaves in place the Fifth Circuit ruling in favor of Texas and other states, which threw out Obama's DAPA and expanded DACA actions due to notice and comment requirements on the administration procedure. So they legalized a whole bunch of people that have been here a certain amount of time. Some states banded together and said that is not constitutional, and that has been upheld. But the vote was 4-4. Man, does this underlie another need to pick the candidate that best reflects your views, because you got to fill that slot, you got to fill a few others. What's on your mind, Bob?
Okay, in relation to the terrorist watch list, I'm a conceal and carry. I'm an ex-vet. And here's my concern about that, okay? Unless the government goes ahead and specifically tells what requires you to, or what can cause you to become part of the terrorist watch list, I'm completely against it. Because if Hillary Clinton gets in, and they've said this already before, Christians are seen as terrorists. So does that put me on a terrorist watch list? The problem with our government, Brian, is we have laws we do not enforce, and they could go ahead and get the same thing done if they would go ahead and enact the War Powers Act. And the FBI then could have gathered up this guy down in Orlando before you.
Like they're doing in France.
Huh?
France has got emergency powers. They're scooping up. They scooped up 400 people. And because they thought they could be an imminent threat, and then they're weaving through them after that. They're in an emergency footing in France.
Yeah, but we keep going ahead. We keep wanting to create more laws to when we don't enforce the laws we have already on the books. And this is the problem with the United States.
But Bob, okay, having said that, let's say you're 100% right. We got to get some type of procedure when it comes to this terrorist watch list. It's way too big. I told you, there's hundreds of thousands of people on it. Okay, fine.
Right, yeah,
64,000 on the no-fly list. But fundamentally, we agree on this. You don't want Omar Mateen going in and buying guns and the FBI not notified, correct?
Well, here's the thing. The FBI was notified. They didn't do nothing about it. The guy down there at Lucas Gun Shop called them twice. What were they doing? That's my question.
Well, the first time he went in there and asked for body armor, you know the answer to that. The answer was he didn't sign anything. And they didn't get his name.
Yeah, I understand that. But so what do we? So we wait until somebody goes ahead and kills 49 people, and then we go, oh, whoops, made a mistake. Listen, we got to become. This is what Donald Trump's right about. We got to start becoming smarter. And just keep putting more laws on the books is not going to make you smarter.
No, but that's not, Bob, that's too general. I'm telling you something specific. Omar Mateen has been watched by the FBI. He's been interviewed 3 times. For some reason, he gets removed from the list. Now, I foolishly did not know, and it's my bad, that just because I thought because he wasn't stopped because he was on the terror watch list, I did not know that even if he was on the terror watch list, that gun shop owner still would have passed him on his background check. He goes, he's got no felonies. He's got, you know, he passes. Take your gun. Take your rifle. Your check cleared. You can go. At the very least, if you're on the terror watch list, 72 hours? Is that okay?
But again, what caused you to be on a terrorist watch list? What if they go ahead and say, again, if Christians are considered terrorists, does that put every Christian on terrorist watch list? It's got to be specified before a law gets passed.
All right. So tighten up the criteria and you'd be for it.
Yeah. I mean, but big time, it's got to be very specific of what qualifies you to be on that list. It can't be a loophole thing or generic or, as we call it in law, broad and interpretive.
You got
that it. Can go ahead and,
we agree.
And put anybody on there.
We agree. I just don't want people using our laws against us to kill us. So that's my main thing. We all know they can use box cutters and pots and pans like the Boston bombers and the 9/11 attackers. I get it. But I just don't want to make it easy, especially when the FBI already picked this guy out as somebody to look after. And there's been a lot of problems. I just want to stop the next one. Bob, thanks. We agree. When we come back, we go overseas. Adam Shapiro is with Fox Business, and he's covering which could be the exit of England from the European Union.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter my promo code Brian at checkout. Talk about how simple it is to personalize your business cards and other marketing materials on their website. They have thousands of industry-specific templates. Customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. Upload your logo to one of Vistaprint's designs, or you can upload your own design. Vistaprint has a special offer for my listeners if you use my promo code Brian at Vistaprint.com. You're going to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the price. To try 500 business cards for $9.99. To redeem this offer and get 500 custom business cards for $9.99, visit Vistaprint.com. Create and design your custom business cards. Enter my promo code Brian at checkout. That's code Brian. This is an exciting offer for a great product. So don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
Wealth is more than just stocks and bonds. It's the art of making money. Everyone doing it knows you have to see the opportunity. You have to take the chance. You have to have the passion. I live and breathe this stuff. Real estate, startup strategy, tech, art, wine. I know where the action is. I'll get you access to the minds making it happen. You have to play to win, so get in the game. Watch Risk and Reward with me, Deirdre Bolton, weekdays only on Fox Business Network. The power to prosper.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar. Maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
That we can do better by staying in the EU and fighting for changes, I'm afraid, a sham
a snare, and a delusion.
Well, will there be a quick exit for Britain today as the British people come out in droves to vote whether they should leave the European Union or not or forever hold their peace as member of the group? Live in Berlin at Checkpoint Charlie, believe it or not, is Adam Shapiro of the Fox Business Network. He's talking about the impact this move is having throughout Europe and, of course, in Britain. Adam, what's at stake here today? Why should we care?
Well, you know, in the United States, we care because, you know, trade is what a lot of people are worried about. And if the UK were to leave the European Union, that would diminish trade. Very simply, for the Germans, they would be looking at losing about 0.5% of GDP from their economy. It'd be harder on the English, according to the experts. But to put it in simple terms, there's something like 400,000 British pensioners. These are retired men and women who live outside of the United Kingdom, in places like Germany, but mostly in Spain. And they receive their pensions in British pounds. But what the experts are telling us is if they vote to leave, then the value of the pound will fall by about 30%. So if you had £1 today, it's going to be worth 30% after the exit. And that's going to hurt the pensioners. So there's a lot of downside to this.
All right, and what's the upside?
The upside to leaving? Well, yep. According to those who are in favor of leaving, is that, one, the British citizenry would be able to control their own destiny, that the regulations under which they live imposed by the EU and the treaties they've signed with the EU would no longer be in place. They'd have to be renegotiated. And an example you see in some of the pro-Brexit films and discussions is the fishing industry. The British fishing industry has been decimated by joining the EU. And essentially, as one film points out, they now buy fish from other countries in the EU as opposed to supplying it themselves.
Wow, that's in. So that's something I never even thought of. So we thought Scotland was going to leave. They didn't. What is the sense on the ground? The word is that the betting, all the good money who is betting on this says they're going to stay.
Yeah, that's what the good money is saying and what the experts are saying, but never believe the experts because they get to change their mind after the fact, don't they? Yes, markets right now in Europe are trading higher on the expectation that the UK, that the British citizens, will vote to remain in. So you're watching in London, stocks there trading higher. Here in Germany, the Deutsche Aktion Index, the German stock index, is trading higher. Even in the United States, stocks are trading higher, all on the belief that at the end of the day, the vote will be to remain in.
Adam, I don't know if you're hearing this because you're in Checkpoint Charlie in Germany, but there's a threat situation right now in a German movie theater.
Yeah, CNN, south of Frankfurt.
Yeah, CNN's reporting that 25 are hurt.
Reuters is reporting closer to 50 hurt and that there are deaths. The German special forces have essentially responded. There is an unconfirmed report, and I want to say unconfirmed, that a gunman has been arrested, but the German special forces have not said that. But, yeah, they have an incident, and this is taking place south of Frankfurt.
They say Wehrheim is the place. It's less than a 90-minute drive from Berlin.
I'm not sure if it's right. About a 90-minute. How far would that be? I'm going to ask someone. It's Wehrheim?
Yep,
we're finding out right now from Berlin. Minuten. Just 1 second there, Brian.
Yep.
How long? If it's south of Frankfurt. He doesn't know, but if it's south of Frankfurt, it would be more than a 90-minute
gotcha.
Drive, because Frankfurt's a good 3-4 hour.
No, we don't want to jump to conclusions, but we know that there's a lot of people nervous in Germany about the big influx of people they know very little about from Syria and from that region. Are wreaking havoc, and we don't know who's behind this, but a gunman in Germany is not a common occurrence. Police say it's a threat situation. Thanks, Adam. Hi, everybody. This is Brian Kilmeade from the Kilmeade & Friends radio show. If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Yep, it's called Super Beets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Super Beets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body. This equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. That's what you need to know. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure as well. You know, I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, workouts or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Plus, Super Beats now comes in black cherry flavor, so if the taste was holding you back before, then now is the time to try it. Get a 30-day supply for free with your very first order, for free. Plus, get the book Beat the Odds, free, and a free shipping is thrown in as well. Call 1-800-541-2516. That's 1-800-541-2516. Or log on to briansbeats.com. That's briansbeats.com.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Speaking from Scotland, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says Americans have nothing to fear from Britain's decision to leave the European Union, despite the plunge in U.S. and global stock markets.
Americans are very much different. This shouldn't even affect them. I mean, frankly, if it's done properly, if we had proper leadership, right now we owe $19 trillion.
Trump says financial markets should have anticipated the Brexit vote, but he's not surprised by the volatility it triggered.
There's always turmoil, no matter where you go, no matter what you do. But they had to make their decision, and they've made their decision. A lot of people thought that was the decision they'd make.
The Dow closed down 600 points Friday after the EU news. In this week's Republican address, North Carolina Senator Richard Burr says President Obama has to do more to try to contain Islamic State and other terrorist groups.
We must attack ISIL and Al-Qaeda and those who want to do us harm, where they raise funds, where they recruit, and where they plan their attacks.